Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta noon and with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our Hump Day Live studio audience is ready to take action and are super excited for today's powerful lineup of partners to help grow their businesses, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their communities. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Take out your pen and paper. There's 6 days left in Make It Happen May. It's time to make your life better. Today's topics on 216. Yes, it's episode 216. Hypnosis, after domestic abuse, business growth, your purpose, Hollywood movies, women power, and special guest Christy Hutcherson. Delivered by our partners, Everything Home, Socially Conscious, Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Michael Mesmer, hypnotherapist who's helping people find powerful solutions to stress, sleep, and weight control. Or Sika Julia, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. Tony McClellan, transforming your business and leadership for positive change and growth. Clifton Pettyjohn, a purpose strategist, transformation coach, and spiritual leader. And Alexia Malucci, Hollywood producer of Little Studio Films, who's making positive movies. Finally, something we can watch with a real script. And our special guest, sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m., is Miss Christy Hutcherson. She's the founder of Women Fighting for America, so be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Phone lines will be open to ask Christy anything. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything's home. We're your censorship-free, safe space sanctuary. Speak easy for patriots. Breaking news. Number one, yesterday our governor, Doug Ducey, kicked out Mike Lindell from the Republican Governors Association Conference dinner and roundtable. Mike was invited to the event, flew to Nashville, checked in, got his credentials, and was being escorted to the shuttle when all of a sudden his guide got a phone call. He then turned to Mike and said, "Mike, I'm really sorry, but you're not allowed in the event." It has something to do with Doug Ducey and Brian Kemp. Ducey is the head of the association, and Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, is in charge of election integrity. Does something sound fishy to you? Number two, Anarchy Arizona's audit needs more volunteers. For more information, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and then the AZ audit page. If you can, please step and help save America. Number three, John Spinalacina caved into the demands of the CCP and gave a pathetic apology in Chinese for calling Taiwan a country when promoting his new movie. He said he loved China and he loved the Chinese people and was so sorry. If he really does love the Chinese people, maybe he should stand up for the millions of Uyghurs who are in slave labor camps and having their organs harvested. He's just another pathetic celebrity who's all talk and cares more about money in their career than using his voice and a platform for good. Just embarrassing. You may want to think twice about going to see Fast and Furious. Today's topics on episode 216, hypnosis after domestic abuse, business growth, your purpose, Hollywood movies, women power, and special guest Christy Hutcherson. It's May 26, day 436 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, that's correct, people. It's day 436 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. No more mask goals. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Stop acting like we the sheeple and reopen America 100%.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 216, hypnosis after domestic abuse, business growth, your purpose, Hollywood movies, women power, and special guest Christy Hutcherson. First up is Mr. Michael Mesmer. He is a hypnotherapist and creator of the COVIDnosis hypnotherapy program, helping people find powerful solutions to stress, sleep, and weight control. Audience, big round of applause for iHypnotist. How are you today, Michael?
Hey, great to be with you again. You must have the coolest show on the planet. I just always enjoy listening to you.
I love when you say that. So thank you very much. And I think I do. So thank you. Thank you for saying that.
You do. Yeah, I'm really glad to be with you today because, you know, this is the last few days of Mental Awareness Month, and so it's really cool to be out here and be able to speak with you today and talk to your guests and your people listening about hypnosis.
And it's also the last few days, 6 days left in Make It Happen May, so let's give some tips on how people can make it happen and, you know, fix that mental, some of those mental issues that have been accumulating over the past, 15 months. That's horrible. It's completely unnecessary, but that's a whole nother portion of the show.
Well, yeah, for sure. I totally agree with you. But yes, there's a lot of things you can do that are very simple things. I mean, really, and the other thing is when we talk mental health awareness, you know, people often think because there's something wrong with them that they're mentally not right. That's not what it's about. It's about taking people that are mentally healthy like you and I and fine-tuning what we do, like you fine-tune your car engine so that you could be more effective in what you're doing in life and in business. So that's what hypnotherapy is a great tool for. And the other thing I would suggest to people is there are some really good tips. One thing is that always live every day like it's your last. Don't plan that you're going to, you know, don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just work on today and have a great day today.
I love that. Live every day like it's your last.
Yeah, that's actually my mom's tablet. She passed away many years back, but that was everything, something she said every day. So Greg, Michael, and family, live every day like it's your last. And I've always followed that, and it's always been a good tip for me.
And keep in mind, everyone who's listening, that doesn't mean that today you should go book a skydiving adventure or battle reptiles in some sort of a swamp down in South America. nothing extreme, guys. Get up early, go to bed late, and try to be productive during the day. That's what we're talking about.
Right. That's, and for a business sense, that's exactly what I'm talking about, because you have to live in the moment. You know, we spend so much time worrying about what's in the future or, you know, focusing on what we did in the past that didn't succeed. Forget about all that. Plan today, because today is what you have at the moment.
And, you know, fear, keep in mind, everyone, fear is generated in our own minds, doesn't exist. So we're our own worst enemies. And that's part of what we're, you know, we always try to bring that to the surface on this platform with all of the guests.
Yes.
Everybody focuses around that, and just, you know, we need that constant reminder just to snap ourselves out of it, because we're it's like punching yourself in the face every day. You don't need to do that.
Absolutely. You know, it's like that old saying, the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. And that is so true, because when we create these boundaries in our minds, and, you know, of course, you know that the media has played a big part in that with the COVID issues. And that's why I'm doing the COVID Gnosis program, because so many people have unfortunately fallen to the mental anguish created by the media. And so you're doing a great job trying to combat that, as am I with my work in the COVID Gnosis program with hypnotherapy.
You know, the political propaganda pandemic has just immobilized everybody, and it's brainwashing them to just be so fearful of things. There's no scientific proof, everybody. And as you can see, things are starting to unravel. The narrative is starting to unravel. The surface, the truth is coming to the surface, and it's us to us. It's up to us to, you know, I hate to keep saying snap out of it, but yeah,
it's time to go back to normal.
It's time to go back to normal. None of this is this, you know, just turn off the television, turn off the social media when it comes to that. And if you look around, you go, oh yeah, everything's the same as it was in February of 2020.
Well, and that's the thing with the COVID Gnosis thing I'm working on, is I really work with people getting their confidence levels back, because it was stripped of them. A lot of people lost their confidence levels to go out in public. And then because of that, also sleep issues came in, weight issues, because we didn't get out and go and do things like we normally do. So that's what I'm about, is helping people emerge from this better than they did going into it.
And we're creatures of habit, so we get used to what we're used to. And, you know, you kind of get into this rut, which a lot of people are in a rut now, and slowly they're starting to emerge, but it needs to be on fast track. So what are some of the things that you're talking about in your COVID Gnosis course, or maybe even something that somebody can try today on themselves to jumpstart and get their lives back?
Well, first thing is just turn off the TV news as a whole. That would be a big addition. I haven't listened to news on television for months now, because I just found it was so negative and so depressing. And, you know, I didn't need that. But as far as other things, you know, go out, take a walk, do all the normal things to start getting back into society. Call a friend. You help them. If you help others, you'll help yourself. So those are some good tips right there, you know. And as far as what I do, my hypnotherapy, COVID Gnosis, I do four meeting sessions. And through those four meetings, we do hypnotherapy, and we help you to overcome those issues I mentioned, the sleep and the confidence and the weight and all of that. And, you know, I also do separate sessions too. So if you have a particular issue they want to work on, I can help you with that too. But that's my job, to help people. I really feel it's my passion to help people. And I love to help people have a more positive life. I work with a lot of companies too, and I do group sessions with whole sales forces too, that do the same thing.
And the course or the sessions are very affordable for people. It's a different way to go ahead and have some, let's just say, like a therapy session, and it's very, very effective. Don't be scared. You don't go under. You're not going to go run.
Right.
You're not going to run around without your clothes on. It's not like that. It's just accessing.
No, I do that. Yeah.
you're the one that runs around the office with no clothes on. It's just a different way of getting in touch with your subconscious, and it makes a big, big difference. So,
it really does.
Michael, can you give the amount of the course, and then, of course, plug the website and anything else you want to share real quick?
Oh, thanks, Michelle. Yeah, I mentioned to you before, but for the new listeners that haven't heard me talk with you before, it is self-hypnosis. So the whole process is about empowering yourself. I teach you how to use that tool, and you use it continually throughout your life. So, you know, we do these four sessions, but it doesn't stop there, because you keep making yourself a better person through using the tool of self-hypnosis. But yeah, my website's www.covidgnosis.weebly.com. And you can reach me there. And Michelle, I got to tell you, I have such great time working with you. Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. You're such a pleasure to have a conversation with. Every episode that you do is just so it's different and it's exciting, and you're just an energizing guy. So thank you so much for coming on and being such a valued partner, Michael Mesmer,
thank
the hypnotherapist.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.
You too. You too, my friend. Oh, God, I love that guy. I love that guy. I've got to try the hypnosis thing, and I will report back. So that's definitely something that I've got to put on the to-do list, my own take action to-do list, which you should start your own, too. You can actually go to the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the long list of items that you could take action to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. There's so much information there. When I say Ultimate Resource Platform, I really mean ultimate. There's groups to join. There's take action steps like, signing petition. We'll talk a little bit about later. And there's must listen to other shows that you really should pay attention to. And he had mentioned turn off the news. You know, those guys are literally like a year behind schedule from all the information that we're reporting. And if you want to get really good information, factual information, that's not slanted, that's not laced with poison and propaganda, then go to the Take Action tab. You'll see the Patriotic Media. Those are the groups that are telling you the truth. And you just click on their graphics. You can buzz through the headlines in like 15, 20 minutes and get out of that current events, and then go focus on the rest of things that matter, like growing your business, enhance the quality of your life, and figuring out what you are going to do to take action to make a difference in your own communities. Like, some of these school board meetings or council meetings or running for office or becoming a precinct committee man, which I am, and be around like-minded people, make a difference, get these changes done, rip off those dirty masks, people, and start doing something. So check out the tab, Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and look at the long list and get out your pen and paper, keep that common sense cap on, and start making the list of things that you want to do in all the different aspects of your life so you can make your life better, you can make your community better, and we can take back this country and save America, because we're close to losing Lady Liberty forever. You know what I said? We skipped over socialism. We are in Marxism. You don't believe me? Pull up the definition of Marxism and you'll see what I mean. And you'll go, oh my God, this is scary, scary stuff. Yeah, censorship's just the tip of the iceberg. All right, it's time for my next guest. My next guest is Miss Orsica Julia. She's the founder of Out of the Quicksand, guiding you to a complete life after domestic abuse. Audience, big round of applause. Orsica.
Hello, my friend. How are you on this beautiful, sunshiny, I don't even know what day of the week it is. Wednesday? We'll go with Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Very excited. Hump Day Live studio audience listening to you, waiting for some incredible information, little inspiration and solutions. You know, I want to focus on domestic abuse after. What do people do after? And I know it's totally difficult subject for a lot of people, but especially what's happened over the past 15, 14 months, whatever, this cluster of a political propaganda pandemic we've lived through, it is the highest amount of issues. It's one of the biggest issues that there is. Yeah. And it's not only women, it's men and it's children. Oh my God, how could you be a child? You know what I mean? Not to mention all the other bad things. So
yeah,
where do you want to go with
that? I don't even know. I don't even know how anybody can hurt a human, like another human, let alone a little human. That's just wrong on multiple levels. So before we go there, let me just say to Michael, if he's still on and listening and hanging on, great job for what you do. And thank you for helping heal the world through your hypnosis. And Michelle, by all means, go for the hypnosis. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. Okay, there you go. So back to the, I love hypnosis. So anyway, back to the matter at hand. I notice more and more with the work that I'm doing that men are coming out as well, that they are getting emotionally and spiritually and psychologically abused. And I'm very grateful that the men have the strength to speak up, because so often we think of the abuse as the man abuses the woman, but women are just as manipulative and mean. Like, let's just call that spade a spade, right?
Like mean girls.
I mean, we...
Mean girls on crack is what it is. Yeah.
Because we started high school. No, but like I'm...
We do.
Like, that's just, we do. Or junior high or whatever. You know, we're wired to just be mean sometimes. And that's not okay. But what is okay is that people are coming forward, and what is not okay, back to that, is that there is a major increase in domestic violence, and what do we do about it, and what do we do about the life after domestic violence? So you've lived this past 14 months in a domestic violence situation, and you survived. Congratulations, first and foremost, but now what? Now we're living in survival mode of you get up, you feed your kids, you go to work, you come home, you know, it's just the same thing. It's the Groundhog's Day effect, right? And how do you live your best life after leaving a narcissist, more specifically? So I have 5 really easy steps. First, set boundaries. Second, show grace and stop the slander. Show grace to yourself and stop the slander. Slandering the abuser is getting you nowhere but into more pain. And that's not going to be conducive to healthy healing and forgiving yourself and others. The third step is to learn to love yourself, like daily self-care habits. It could be something really simple, like you take, you know, 2 minutes longer in the shower. It doesn't have to be a spa day. It doesn't have to be an extravagant trip to Belize. You know, simple self-care habits will unwind survival mode and will put you towards the path of healing and the path of forgiveness. And then find a community, exactly what Michael was talking about. We are communal people, right? That's why being segregated through this whole COVID is unhealthy for everybody mentally, right? So find your community. There are so many people out there that are willing to help. They may not understand the domestic, you know, the domestic violence that you have just survived, but they will love you through it. It was very, very difficult for me personally to trust anybody, including my immediate family and my closest friends, because it was kind of like, you know how the beaten dog just kind of looks at everything scared,
yeah,
and has troubles coming out of their corner. But at the end of the day, there are people who will love you. Just allow that community to be found. And the fifth and final step is to forgive. And that starts with forgiving yourself. And that's important to recognize in that forgiveness that in some capacity, we take ownership and responsibility for all of our actions. And in some capacity, you put yourself into that domestic violence situation. I take full ownership and responsibility for the domestic violence situation I put myself into. I saw the red flags and I was like, by golly, I'm going to change them and I'm going to love them through it. Mistakes were made. So I have to learn to, you know, forgive myself first. And it's so, so important to do that. Otherwise, you're not able to forgive anybody else.
You know, that's a really great point, is that you saw the warning signs prior to even getting into that relationship. And I think that is something that more people need to be aware of, is to trust your intuition when you go down that endeavor of bringing another person into your life. Whether, you know, the 5 steps that you gave are very applicable to everybody's life, right? Not just somebody who's going through domestic abuse. So that's something that, you know, people might want to, oh, I don't know, rewind that section and write down those 5 points. But again, trust your intuition when you're dealing with other people. And I'd say, 99% of the time, you're totally right that there's warning signs that you see there. And, you know, I'm going to wrap it up here real quick, but here's, just address really quickly, you know, one of the big issues is obviously the financial component, and that's why most women probably stay in these situations. Can you just real quick talk about that, and then, of course, plug your website and so people can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So the financial burden is definitely one of the reasons women stay. And there are resources available. There's St. Vincent de Paul. There's Catholic Diocese charities, there's churches all around. I mean, I'm not plugging Catholicism here by any means, but I'm just saying that there are churches of all denominations and non-denominational ones who are willing to help and wanting to help. So reaching out to them, and reach out to like the safe haven homes, you know, like the recovery group homes for women. They have resources available to those who aren't living in the homes but need help, you know, on the outside per se. So reach out to those groups. There's so many in so many different cities. It'd take, you know, 1,000 years to list all of them, but find them. And
they're
money
there.
Is available.
They're
yeah.
there. So you've got to take the first step. You've got to do a little bit of homework. There's a little bit of a personal responsibility in all of this.
Sure.
Someone's just not going to scoop
sure.
you up and rescue you and show up on that white horse, because that white horse
right.
didn't work out so well the first time. So you need to do this yourself.
Right.
yeah.
Take
that white horse was actually
of your life.
It wasn't. There was. It was actually a black horse in disguise and a black hat, and nothing about white. And this has nothing to do with color, white and white and
right.
black people. It has nothing to do with it. It's okay.
It's the energy of it, the dark energy and the light energy. Yeah.
Exactly. It's all good and evil and the light energy. So, Arsika, plug your website real quick.
So, outofthequicksand.com. It's about to get a facelift here, folks, in the next couple of weeks. So you can find me at Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, outofthequicksand.com. There you go. That's where you can find me. And drop me a note if you would like. I have this really nice 5 steps to living your best life after leaving a narcissist. Drop me a note on any of those socials, and I'll be happy to forward that to you, the ebook
awesome.
That I've created for that.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks,
Always
Michelle.
A pleasure. We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
next month.
Always my pleasure. Yep. Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Oh, I love her. I'm telling you, this is a powerful group of partners today, everybody. So you might want to listen to this episode a couple times. And if you can, tell all your friends, share it with your friends, share it on social media. And speaking of social media, how about liking and following us on social media and commenting on the post and letting us know what you thought and reaching out to these guests. A lot of these guests, I'm telling you, they're going to give you VIP treatment, even if you just want to have a conversation. And a lot of them are giving free consults to all of our guests. So mention that you heard them on the show. A lot of them have free information, all kinds of free classes and courses on their websites. And a lot of them have their own shows, and all those shows, if they do have one, we're listing them on our must listen to page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And of course, when you go to the show listing, you will see their website. Well, actually, you won't see the website. You'll see the name of the company. I put a blue, you know, like the blue that goes to, you know, for the website color. If you click on that, it goes directly to their website. It'll take you there so you could find everybody. And all of these episodes for this particular live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, is located, guess where? The Take Action tab. And then you can go to the Purpose Driven Partners live segment, and you will see them all there. There's 164 partners. There's 380 of these live segments. And you will be able to get all kinds of information. We have covered every single category that is literally imaginable and gone into detail. So I suggest you go check them out, scroll, just keep scrolling like a mad person. Just scroll, 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 check out all the guests, check out the topics, check out which one is applicable for what you want to work on, what take action items that you need to change in your life, you want to make better. You can grow your business, you can enhance the quality of your life, and of course you can make a difference in your communities. All right there. You would, a great way to start your great awakening journey. If this is new for you, or you haven't done it in a while, you've been listening, and you're like, oh, it's time. I better take out that pen and paper. Michelle keeps talking about this damn common sense cap. What you can do is you can start with the all-stars. So there's a special page on there. Guess where? Take action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click on the page for the all-stars. And I'm telling you, there is tens of thousands of dollars of free content on these all-stars. And start there. There's 9 episodes that we did in March for No More Mass Makeovers, 32 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. And we had an all-star panel. And speaking of all-stars, one of our all-stars is up next. She's from across the pond, Miss Toni McClellan. She's the founder, and she's the founder of First Life Consultancy Group. She's a mentor. She's transforming your business and leadership for positive change and growth. Audience, big round of applause. Miss All-Star, how are you today? Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. I didn't unclick you. I'm sorry, my dear. Let's start that again. Miss All-Star, how are you today?
I'm all good, Michelle. Thank you so much. Yeah, great to be here again. I really look forward to coming on your show and connecting with you and your audience.
Well, I get a lot of feedback from your appearances because people get motivated and they take their businesses. You give them that incentive. You know, I always mention this when you come on. You tell people to charge what you're worth and don't be afraid to have that conversation about money in the beginning, because we can't give away everything for free and your time is worth something.
That's absolutely spot on. And I shared with you before about you know, the little tips and the scripts that I used to, you know, share with people right in the beginning, right in the early days. So maybe next time I can come back with a reminder for people if they get their pens and pad ready. But today, Michelle, I wanted to just really touch on, just for a few minutes, the importance of relationship building.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. We love relationships on this platform since it's all about collaboration and partnerships.
Absolutely. And do you know what it is when people are starting out in business or when they've got their business, they just want to pitch their life away. And actually, it's just not even interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's absolutely not interesting. You know, really get to know people as well. Yes, there's a time to introduce your business, but get to know people. It's about the connection. I am actually working with people that I've been working with for the last 30 years. I know I sound 21. However,
the fairy dust.
However,
the fairy dust keeps you young. You put on your face.
Yeah, you know, but the people that I've been working with over the last 30 odd years, they know me. They know what to get. They don't have to question anything. If they say, talk to this person, I just do it without question. You know, and my business is really based, a lot of it, to be honest with you, Michelle, is based on referrals. Referrals. I do a piece of work. I've got returning clients. And it's all about relationships. Relationships, that is absolutely the number one thing, the key. And I don't think that people spend enough time thinking about it. They're so busy just trying to get the next buck in. It's important to get the next buck in, but there's a way that you've got to go about it, and building the relationship is one of the good ways.
I'm glad that you brought up referrals, because most people don't have any type of a referral system in place, even if it's just a reminder to pick up the phone every 30 days or once a quarter, and only about 3% of the people have that in place, but I believe the numbers are something like 97%. Most people's businesses come from referrals, because you already have somebody who is a huge fan who had a success story. So instead of spending all the time and effort recruiting and trying to go get and win over those new people, cultivate the relationships with the people you already have.
Absolutely.
Then go ask them for the referrals, guys. Ask them. They're waiting. They're your number one fans.
Absolutely. And some people, you know, I've got one client now and she absolutely loves the chase. As soon as she gets a new client, she doesn't even do the work before she's on chasing another one. I'm like, well, actually, you do need to do some work now.
I love how you said that. She loves the chase. Oh, the poor thing. She's probably tired. She's exhausted from constantly going to get new bodies. Oh.
Well, do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? With that particular client, I think she spent so many years of just getting into the rhythm of chasing and not getting anything. Now that I've done some work with her and she knows how to do it, she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
She loves the buzz of getting that new client. I said to her, look, you know, you need to do some work now. So that's but you know, the other piece of it as well, Michelle, is that especially in this current climate where, you know, leaders and people in business have to be a bit more personable. So, it's not Jack from accounts or Susan from HR. You know, we really want to get to know these people and who they are and everything. And, you know, so one of the things I do, I just kind of like, and why would I do that? Because it's the same thing that we're complaining about. You know, do you see what I mean? It's almost a contradiction. Mm-hmm. So it's like just, you know, if you're in a networking, just talk to people, be yourself, tell them something interesting, make the connection. Because I've made a connection with so many people that when they move from one company to the other, they just bring me with them.
Yeah, because they're loyal.
I'm connected to the person, not the company.
Right. Right. It really, everything focuses on those relationships. And,
absolutely,
you know, over the past, let's just say 14 months, we'll come up with the number. We'll just use 14. So the last 14 months, we've let those relationships slip because we weren't in person with them. Right. So then we got in our own little bubble, our own little world. So now it's even more it's the opportune time to reach out to those relationships that you have, recultivate them. They want to be, they want to communicate with you just as much as you want to communicate with them. So go ahead, take the first step. How awesome would that be?
Absolutely. And the other side of it is let people really understand you and what you stand for. People know me, what I stand for, what my values are. They know what they're going to get when they come to me. You know, and people tend to come when there's a little bit of a crisis. I'm a good person to have on board at that point. But, yeah, just think about that social capital, relationship building, without even pitching. You know, even things like LinkedIn, you know, people just come and they just pitch. And I'm not even interested. If you come and you just say hi, that's great. Let's get to know each other for a little bit first. And so one of the things that I would say is about really just getting to know people. What I do specifically is I remember little things about people. I don't do it deliberately, but I just do. So if they say to me, I had to take the cat to the vet, I just ask them how the cat's getting on, you know? Or how's your mother? You know, if I remember the name, I will make an effort to remember the name. I will call that person by name and say, how's Jack getting on today? You know, how's your son doing? Do you see what I mean? It's like those things really, really make a difference. And it means that you're paying attention. They're not just a pound sign or a lead, you know? So sometimes I just leave people curious, Michelle. Can you believe that? You know, I see people jockeying. Who's going to get there first? I'm pitching my business, and I just leave them to it. And, you know, I just leave them curious. Sometimes I don't even tell them. Sometimes I think you're not even worthy of me telling you what I do.
You know, it's crazy. If we go back to the basics with so many things, look what can happen. You know, the success of that. Keep it simple, right? Keep it simple, stupid. Isn't that the KISS theory? And, you know, pick up the phone. Nothing wrong with the phone. I think everybody's tired of these stupid Zoom calls and living in a virtual world. It's time to go back to the relationships. You can
absolutely
start simply
I connected
with, the
with
phone.
Somebody today. And she and I said, I'm sending some fairy dust your way. And she absolutely loved it. And now she wants to get on a call with me. You know, so it's those kind of things. Just be personable. And, the other thing that I would say as well, Michelle, is sometimes we think that we've got to be connected to the people with the big titles. You know, sometimes we think that those are the ones. But actually, it could be the lady that's in the office that you build a good relationship with, you know? It could
be the gatekeeper.
It could be somebody else. The person that is like, oh, let me contact Jane, because Jane knows how to do this stuff. And you know, so you've built this relationship with that person, you know? So sometimes we look at the big people with the big titles, and sometimes they're not the ones. So you've got to look out, who is the one that I need to build this relationship with, you know? And sometimes it's a natural connection. Sometimes it's not. But you never know. You never know.
You never know.
But so I would say just the way that I do it, I'm not saying that everybody, you have to do what suits you, but the way that I do it is I would much rather have a handful of really good clients that keep coming back on a regular basis. I know their business inside out. I know how they function inside out than anything else, than having a whole load that I'm doing little bits and pieces with every so often. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, and when I've been holding the budgets to do those things as well and bring in people, I want people that really understand my organization and my business and the work that we're doing, you know, and that can advise accordingly. So so that's kind of where I'm going to leave it today, but pitching straight away is I would say that's a definite no-no. Just think about, you don't want to be labeled as Jack from HR or Sue from accounts, or that's not your name. You've got a life, you've got a husband, you've got a wife, you know you're do you see what I mean? It's like you're a mother, you're a father, you're a somebody. How are you today? You know,
simple.
Let's take some
simple
time
stuff
out and check in. And how are you? I haven't seen you for a little while. Haven't heard from you. You know, how are you doing? And there's not even a mention of sniffing around for any kind of business. Hold yourself back, restrain yourself,
yeah.
And you know, it
the
will
business
pay
will come. The business will come.
Yeah.
Tony, give your website real quick for everybody.
Well, that's firstlifegroup.com, 1ST, the number 1ST, lifegroup.com, and all of my Instagram and Twitter handles are the same, and you can find me on Clubhouse, and that's Tony Fairy Dust.
Awesome.
Because there's going to be some fairy dust.
Take care across the pond, and we'll talk to you next
month. Thank you so much for having me. See you again soon.
You're the best.
Bye.
You are the best. Alrighty, so we are at 12:40. I'm a little over. We had some technical issues there with the connection, so I just wanted to have her give a little bit more time. But as I mentioned before, if you want to go ahead and find out where to find all of our guests, if you go into the show, you'll see the big graphic. You know, everything is Fisher Price on this website for a reason. Before I turn it over to the people that are going to make it so fancy, I want you to be able to get an idea of all the content that's on there so that you could see everything. You got to see everything first. So you know what's available to you. So you just click onto their company name and it'll take you directly to their websites. So that way you can easily find them and get to know them and contact them. Also, and which I didn't mention before, kind of skipped over it when I was talking about following and liking us on social media. There is a big graphic that says links. All of our links are on the homepage. It's at the very top. And then of course, if you want to subscribe to the show, which would be awesome. There's all kinds of graphics there. Just pick your favorite podcast player. And then, of course, if you can rate and review, that would be great, too, because we're being censored by Apple Podcasts. Oh, God, these companies, these big tech, the bigs. Horrible, horrible, horrible. And, of course, if you want to join our newsletter, that would be awesome, too. The links are in, once you click on that graphic, the newsletter, but it's also on the bottom right-hand corner of every page. As the most recent episode scrolls across the bottom of the page or even on the bottom of your phone to make it easier. And there's always a player on the homepage in order to listen to all of the shows. Listen to all of the shows. Breaking news. We've got some more for you. Number 4, Anthony Fauci flip-flopped again and now admits to funding gain-of-function research for the Wuhan lab. You knew this was coming. I told you the media is literally a year behind schedule. He lied to Congress and needs to be fired ASAP. The notorious MTG Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene started a petition months ago to get rid of this criminal, and we all need to sign it. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and then you'll see the petition page. So go do that. We got to get her some support. They're coming after her hard. I mean, they're trying to kick her out of Congress now. Why? Because she cares about this country. She cares about you, and she's the only person in Congress who's standing up for Americans. You can also listen to her episode that we did last week, the notorious MTG, episode 213. You can find it on our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, or on your favorite podcast player. Number 5, Arizona recall of House Speaker Rogue Rhino Rusty Bowers is underway, and they need your help getting signatures. Mr. Mike Lindell, who got kicked out of the conference yesterday, the dinner, by our governor, Doug Ducey, and Sidney Powell have joined America Restore to make the recall happen. If you're in Legislative District 25, and that's the Mesa area here in Arizona, or if you just want to help out and join the movement to sign the petitions and volunteer to help gather signatures, that's great. They're doing events every weekend and during the week at the Time Out Bar over in Mesa. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you click the Take Action tab, again, everything is at this Take Action tab. And then you'll see the Arizona Recalls page. It gives you all the details to click on that big rogue rhino or rusty graphic. Tells you where to go, where to get your petitions, where to sign, and where to go meet other like-minded, awesome Americans who are trying to save America and get rid of these established elected elites that are poisoning our country. Number 6, the border crisis is a complete disaster. It's beyond crisis. Did you know that 50% of all the drugs coming into this country are brought through here in Arizona? So what are you doing about that, Doug Ducey, our governor, Doug Ducey? Maybe he should be spending a little time protecting our state and American citizens and throwing out good people like Mike Lindell from your elected elite establishment fancy, fancy dinner. Oh, I was laughing so hard when I made I made that today. I got a couple of events to let you know of. It's 12:44. I'm keeping it tight. We're going to see if we may bring on Mr. Alexi a little early. Well, Mr. Pettyjohn, Clifton Pettyjohn, was having technical issues, so he's not going to be making it today, but we'll get him back on later. And well, obviously in June. So events, number one, tonight, Arizona Stands United, the Arizona chapter of Dr. Pam Popper's Make Americans Free Again. They're having their weekly meetings and mixers, all locations, all over the state. This is a great opportunity to meet some like-minded people, join, have some fun, and learn about take action items. You can listen to Dr. Pam Popper's interview that we did last week, which is episode 214. Again, it's on our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, or on your favorite podcast player. And number two, today's special guest, Christy Hutcherson. She's the founder of Women Fighting for America. They're hosting the We the People Patriots Day rally with some amazing speakers such as Dr. Simone Gold, General Mike Flynn, Patrick Byrne, Roger Stone, and many more familiar faces on May 30th in Jupiter, Florida. Information for both of these events and all of our live events are located on our live events page. Guess where? Take action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. We also did a special Arizona section, so you'll see that on there. And of course, check out the virtual events page under the Take Action tab to learn about all the ones that you can watch all over the country. And the events that we list on our page are all over the country, all over the country. So lots of things for everybody. We're including everyone. We want everyone to participate. We want everyone to take action. We want everyone to grow their business, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference, especially in their communities.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
So I added the link to that Reopen America Resource Center directly on our website. So you'll see it right there on one of the tabs, Reopen America Resource Center. And in there, I listed everything by category. So there's many, many more categories than what you'll see under the Take Action tab. There's a lot of personal improvement. There's nonprofit organizations. There's personal or professional development. So, and that's just a fraction of the groups, fraction of the information. Sorry about that. So go ahead and check that out and then click on there. All of the pages link to each other on the website. So I try to make it easy to navigate through and find big banners, big graphics with information. So please take advantage of it. But definitely, like I said, it's time to reopen this country 100%. Rip off those dirty masks. And of course, we're not even going to talk about the non-vaccines. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but a biological, experimental biological agent with mRNA technology, tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. It's aborted babies. The non-vaccine, the VAERS report with all of the adverse reactions that are happening. We've talked about that a lot. We'll share more about that. Well, probably a little bit on Friday. I just had a jam-packed show today, so we're going to take it easy on the non-vaccine accelerator. Alrighty, so let's see, what are we gonna do now? I think it's time to bring on Alexia. All right, so my next guest is Miss Alexia Maloki. She is a Hollywood producer of Little Studio Films and host of the Heart of Show Business podcast. Audience, big round of applause for one of our faves. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello from La La Land. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I subscribe to your podcast, FYI, and I love it. I love the guests that you have on. I was listening to my earlier guest. I was like, oh my God, she stole my speech. No, I'm just kidding you. It's so good to speak to you, Michelle. Hello.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Goodness.
I was waiting for you to come to Arizona, but now it's getting warm, so I guess we'll have to reconvene that in the fall. Not a big deal, not a big deal. And I can't go to California because you guys are still under some sort of a crazy Nazi regime, so I can't go there anytime soon.
Yeah, well, it's going to open up in about 2 weeks, and so it's actually better than what we think, and I might be coming to Phoenix to see you. sometime in August, actually, because I'm going to be a speaker at an event in Utah for storytelling and writing, and I might actually pop into Phoenix. So nothing confirmed yet. So I will probably bear the heat and come and see your beautiful face, Michelle.
I will be here with welcoming open arms, my friend. Before we go in to talk about what you were going to mention today, because I know that you're working on some incredible films that have like real scripts where people are true acting, which is great. We're trying to go back to the basics, the fundamentals. Do you want to comment on Amazon to buying MGM Studios for just over $8 billion? Because I have a feeling that's going to change things in a very bad way.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm actually really bummed because I was about to buy a share of Amazon last week when I heard the rumor, and I would have been, you know, $3,000 richer today if I had bought just one single share. So I'm kind of mad at myself, and I'm not playing on those games and foreseeing things because, you know, the stock market and cryptocurrency is where it's at. I mean, I'm getting obsessed with everything that has to do with investing in future. I think it's actually going to be a good thing. Believe it or not, I have been a fan of MGM movies. They're probably the closest to Hollywood used to be. You know, they're very big on comedies. They have James Bond franchise. They have a lot of good stuff. They do a lot of family stuff. So I'm hoping that the MGM brand will influence Amazon and not the other way around. That's what I'm thinking. So the eternal optimist in me is saying, I think we're seeing a shift. I am seeing a lot of great inspirational movies being made. LA is packed with filming. I mean, you can't even get people to work on your film. They have to bring them from other states. So, and I see a lot of inspirational content. And I have to say, I was very, very excited. And then I'll give you my little wisdom nuggets because I have to inspire other people. But I have to say, I was very, very excited to go for the first time ever into a movie theater last Sunday. Yes, I don't know if they have that in Phoenix or in Arizona, but AMC now has a thing to bring people back to the theater where for $99 you can rent out an entire movie theater for yourself and your friends. Yes.
$99? Oh, my God.
Yes, $99, you get to pick some older movies, and $3.99 for the newer movies. And I think it's a brilliant move to bring people back to the experience of seeing things on the big screen. So I got to see Back to the Future back from 1986 or something, and I was so excited. I was so excited. I mean, there's nothing like being in a movie theater. So I'm actually thinking this is a very smart move that they're doing because we need to bring people to have this communal experience of seeing something on the big screen with other people, hopefully not too socially distanced. Hopefully, well, hey, when the movie's play, it's dark, so I guess you can lower your mask because nobody can call you on it. You know, well, the good news is when you have your own theater, you don't have to care. You can do whatever you want. You can dance. You can share popcorn. You don't have to wear masks. You don't have to do anything. So, yeah, so I'm actually very excited. I am suggesting to everybody out there, support cinemas, support the experience of going to movies. And believe me, there's some great movies coming out the summer and in the fall and it's going to be like the old times. Big family stuff, big inspirational musical is booming that area. So I actually think theaters are going to be making better quality content than the streamers. This is me predicting. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, but you know the inside scoop. You know what's going on. So I trust your judgment and your predictions because you're on the ground and you're talking to these people. I mean, you're always going to have the action, no blowing things up and shooting things. And then, of course, you know, hating Americans want to protect themselves with guns, but that's a whole another, you know, Hollywood propaganda in loving this CCP. But we mentioned that earlier today with spineless John Cena kowtowing to the people that pull the purse strings, which is, you know, sad that you've got all of these celebrities out there that talk a big talk and then, of course, cower and only care about their own careers and money. But again, that's the industry. And I admire you for trying to change it and at least bring quality content that people can, you know, they can watch with their family or even get something out of it, because, you know, a lot of these movies are junk. But I do like your idea of going back to the theater. It is a great experience, especially when you've got quality in front of you. And there's nothing like going to the theater and just having, you know, being, because there's a lot of movies that you just need to see at least in the movie theater. And it's different at home. You know what I mean? I know it's a lot cheaper, especially when you've got a family and kids and, you know, prices are a little out of control, but at least try to implement that back into your life. Now, you said you wanted to mention something real quick about inspiration or something along those lines, my dear.
Yes, I just wanted to give a little wisdom to people, because I don't want people to think that I'm just a Hollywood producer and I'm just, you know, talking about movies and everything. Obviously, you know, I love to shepherd artists and storytellers. And, you know, that's what my podcast is about. I bring on wonderful people. By the way, you should listen to Blair Underwood's episode, because he's one of us and he's a great actor and he talks about faith and family and values and coming from a military background. That's my last episode that dropped last Sunday. So there is wonderful human beings out there. But what I wanted to say, and it's in line with anything that has to do, whether it's business, artists, whenever you wanted to go to somebody and pitch yourself, and I wanted to add on to what a previous guest was saying, find out how you can be of value and how you can be of service. Because, you know, many people end up going to people like, look at what you're doing, right? You're bringing us as your guests. And then we add value to you by sharing your wonderful, you know, show to who we know. It's a give and take dynamic. And I think people think, oh, you know, I have an idea for a movie. Go make my movie. Give me money to make my movie. Or I have an idea for a business. You know, I need money for you to give me. But how can you be of service or of value to the person that you're asking, you know, for help? Because, you know, help is cheap. People think it's an expensive endeavor, but it is not. Help is very cheap thing to do. You can add value to someone else. So if you're coming to me and you're telling me, oh, will you read my script? Will you read my idea? You know, taking it for granted that I'm going to have all the time in the world to do that. And I have, you know, millions of dollars sitting in my bank account to finance your thing. Think about it twice, because I've had a struggle, you know, to make it. We all struggle to keep our businesses afloat. It's not like we have, you know, magical wands to become millionaires overnight. So when you're asking for something from somebody, you know, ask what you can do in return to them. It doesn't have to be a monetary thing. It can be, well, you know what? I'm really good at this. I'm a good graphic designer. Maybe I can help you and pay it forward and help you with some graphics and whatever you're doing. Or maybe I can take you to lunch. Or maybe, you know, I can walk your dog. I don't know, you know, feed your cat. I mean, there is ways that you can do it. This is what America business is based on. That's how the American enterprise was rooted on. It's people believing on a common goal and sharing it together, but also contributing. You're not just there to ask. You're also there to add value to someone else's life. And we all can do that to one another. And so I really wanted to say that, because it's important. We're all in the asking era right now, because of course we need to put food on the table. We're like, where can I get this? What can you do this? When are you going to do this for me? You know, can you help me this? Well, why don't you add how I can help you back? You know, and I think this is a very important thing. It's a two-way street. So think about, you know, who do you help and how you help them when you're pitching yourself to others, but also ask, you know, when you're asking others for help, you know, think about how you can help them back. It's very simple. And, you know, it's a very vital key for our business overall and our economy to boom, is to be of service to one another. And that's me getting off my soapbox, Michelle.
I love your soapbox. It gives people something to think about. You know, like I said, it goes back to basics. Tony was talking about the relationships. You just solidified that. You know, everybody's always in it. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Well, you know what? You do a little giving back. You do a little helping out. throw a little gratitude, all of a sudden full circle comes right back and you get more of it when you are giving and you are helping other people. It's amazing what happens. You know, that it's that positive boomerang, my dear. Plug your show, give your website, please.
Yes, I mean, please listen to my podcast, The Heart of Show Business. It's on every podcast player, just like yours, Michelle. Have amazing episodes lined up. Listen to Blair Underwood's episode because it's going to blow your mind. He's an incredible actor, Tony nominee, you know, Golden Globe winner, Emmy winner, and he has some wonderful wisdom about family values and Christianity and morals and doing the good work. So listen to that episode, and also you can find me at www.littlestudiofilms.com. That's my company, and I'm soon to be a published author, and I will tell you all about it in the next episode because it's still in the works. But that's my book is going to be about art meeting mindset, because I feel that we all need to have a mindset and a way to serve and help and know how we can work with our mind and our heart and our soul in order to succeed in everything, including in the arts. So that's me. And you can find me on Clubhouse, of course. Since the previous guest mentioned that, I also have my own Clubhouse called The Heart of Showbiz. Want to follow it? Because sometimes I open up some rooms and I drop those gems, and that's me. And thank you for having me, Michelle.
You're the best, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll talk to you next month.
Yes, thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye. Bye, Alexia. Bye. See you when you come out to visit. Oh, she is such a pleasure. She's such a pleasure. And don't forget her podcast, The Heart of Show Business, is listed on our Must Listen To page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, along with all of our other guests who have shows. It is 101, and it's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun is my special guest, Christy Hutcherson. She's the founder of Women Fighting for America. They're assisting women from all walks of life to push back on the daily attacks on our freedom and defend our American values. Audience, big round of applause for Miss Christy, please. Christy Hutcherson, how are you today?
I am feeling really positive and fantastic today. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. I get all fired up and fuego on these shows, and then I have these incredible guests who just add fuel to the fire, and then great things happen on this platform when people are listening and tuning in and keeping on those common sense caps. So it's all good here, my friend, and welcome to the platform. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I already plugged your event, but I want to talk about it obviously during this segment. And of course, it's on our live events page on the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And it's going to be a fundraiser. And it's about a topic that we share on this show very often about human trafficking. But before we go into that and talk about your organization, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about the organization, and then we'll talk about the event.
Sure. Well, just like probably most of your listeners, I was a small business owner. I'm a military mom and a mom of twin 21-year-old boys. And, you know, I've worked in the, you know, I've dabbled in, I won't say politics. I'm a super delegate for the state of Florida. I'm a committee woman. My husband owns a consulting business. We've worked in the swamp DC area for about 15 years. And we understand how we say
love
that.
It.
We understand what's been going on probably at least 30 years, what's been going on to this country and the direction that it's been going. But what makes it unique is if you would have asked me or my friends about a year and a half ago if I would be doing what I'm doing, they would have said, you're crazy, you're nuts. You know, I was going along in my little bubble. But last February, I got off the airplane in Atlanta. And something really started stirring in my heart. And I'd seen how just the election cycle that had happened, the fraud that had happened, the mistreatment for the last 4 years, the culmination of the propagating of the of our children and our education system, the COVID-19, the unconstitutional mask mandate, all of these things started swelling up in me. And on Good Friday of last year, I was basically met by, I'm a Christian, and, you know, I was just fed. Are you going to deny me, Christy? You've denied me twice. And I said, you know what, God? I'm going to rise up, and I'm not going to deny you anymore. I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm not equipped, not qualified, and I'm actually a nobody. But I'm going to go. And I haven't looked back since. So I've been on this amazing journey. I was on a 3.5-month bus tour from August leading up to our nation's capital on November 1st. I just got off a 24-day border expose documentary that I wanted to find out really truly what was going on at the border, not just a photo op. I started in Tijuana, Mexico, and I worked my way across every single border state and in 90 and 100 miles inland. Talked to mayors and the sheriffs and the drug cartel and you name it. I got the scoop of what's really going on in some amazing video. So all of that to say, here I am trying to rise up the other women across this nation and men and take back the sovereignty of our country against this disease called socialist Marxism, fascism that has infiltrated into the highest levels of our government.
Well, good for you. What an inspiration. I mean, you just said, you know what, I'm going to do this and I'm going to figure it out along the way. And that's what a lot of people need to jump on your train. We need fighters out there. You know, one of the core virtues of leadership, which we're lacking leadership in so many areas in the swamp, I say that they're in leadership positions. They're not leaders. You know, one of those core virtues that's so important is courage. And you had courage and you said, you know, I'm just going to figure it out. Next thing you know, there's a tour. There's a documentary. And of course, I'm here in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. So we talk about the border a lot. I had Sheriff Mark Lamb on Monday. Marianne Mendoza comes on with Angel Family. She comes on all the time to tell us what's going on the border. And it's just, it's a disaster. And as I mentioned earlier, 50% of the drugs that come into this country come through the Arizona border. But our Governor Doug Ducey is more worried about kicking Mike Lindell out of an event he was invited to than, and, you know, not doing anything to help our audit. Everybody should put in some security. He doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about the border. Doesn't care about the people. That's the problem that I'm sure you found with a lot of the sheriff's feedback and the governors in the states that you went across the border with, right? They don't care.
Yeah, actually,
they literally think it's awesome. No, they're like, yeah, bring in the bodies. This is what we want because that's the agenda. Yeah. That's what I want people to realize. This is part of the plan. This is all by design because otherwise they wouldn't be letting it happen. So there's no reason to ask why. We already know why. It's because they're corrupt or they are compromised. So we don't need to ask why anymore. The only thing we need to do is what do we do next? And that's what you are now doing. You are creating it. You are sharing. Yes. You're gathering people and you're rallying the troops and telling them what they can do.
Yeah, Sheriff Mark Lamb actually has become a really dear friend of mine after that border trip. We're in constant talks. Actually, we're going to be working in locked arm in arm with Sheriff Lamb with some of his initiatives with Women Fighting for America. So I'm actually flying out to see him in the next couple of weeks. I'm excited about that. And you're right. Arizona really is kind of – everyone thinks Texas is ground zero, not in a sense that people would think out there. What I found the difference between like Arizona and Texas – Texas, you do have a lot of drug cartels in very specific areas like McAllen, where I interacted and actually had a conversation with some drug cartels across the way, which we're going to talk about that at our event on May 30th. And I'm going to actually show some of the film footage that we have that you're not actually seeing on the TV. But in Arizona specifically, especially since that's where you're from, you know, I spent 2 days in the desert with a militia group out in Aravaca. Aravaca is literally owned and controlled by the drug cartel. And that is in Arizona, by the way, folks out there. It's not on the Mexican side. And what the work that they're doing out there is where you're hardened criminals. That's where your terrorists are coming over. That's where they're paying the drug cartels to bring them over. That's where you have a lot of human trafficking. That's where you have a lot of the mules, so to speak, coming over. There's a lot of things in that particular zone. Nogales is another one. But it was an eye-opener to see how this policy of this administration has blood, murder, drugs, and actually emboldening and giving more power, more money to the drug cartel. Because one of the things I learned is that I don't care if you're from California all the way to Texas, nobody, make no mistake, nobody crosses that border unless they pay the drug cartel in one form, way, or another. So either one of two things. Some of these people are getting across because they're paying the drug cartel. Who's giving them the money to pay the drug cartel? Who is assisting these illegals to get to the border? Because I can tell you, not one single person, and I saw thousands upon thousands of people across all of the state that I went in 24 days, none of them were malnutrition, malnourished. They had great clothes on, new tennis shoes, suitcases with tags on them, fresh backpacks, you name it. So there is a story there that I'm going to try to uncover, because somebody from our side of the border is assisting financially to assist these people to get here and to get over the border. And the human trafficking toll alone is so disheartening. The stories that we uncovered and we saw, women and children literally being picked up, either picked up by vehicles or put on aircraft or on buses, who are going where they supposedly think they're going to a supposable host home. You know as well as I do, when we ask them the questions, we ask them, do you have a host home? Do you have family there, that they were told this? Because, you know, most of them don't speak English, so they don't understand really what's being told to them. And they're being sold into human trafficking. The drug cartels are utilizing these women and children. They're being gang raped. We saw rape trees. We have video of little children's clothing with, I hate to say this, but lubricant and condoms next to them where they have been raped. It is so disgusting. Where is the hashtag MeToo movement? Where's Hollywood? Where's the outrage? Where's Melissa Milano? They're not there because it doesn't fall into their narrative and their agenda.
No, you're totally spot on. And as far as the funding sources, you know, every time I see on TV these people, they have whiter T-shirts than any of the shirts I own in my own home. And I have a washing machine, right? And I actually can go buy bleach. So it's just amazing to me that they have all these supplies, but yet they're coming over. And you said, well, where is the money coming from? Well, it's coming from you and me, the taxpayers, because when we are when you know, the COVID relief package, you know, the $1.9 trillion that was spent, that's not including the trillions of dollars in previous packages, only 9% went to the American people. So you had 91% that was going to this agenda-driven Biden nuclear bomb that's coming at us now that we're seeing over the past 4 months. And a large portion of that is going to these NGOs and is going to the churches. Believe it or not, that's why I call big religion is the problem. They're one of the 13 big that we talk about on this show. Catholic Church is a disaster. It is a money laundering scheme. That's why they're all now pushing out the vaccine. But if they're Catholic is supposed to be anti-abortion, but yet there's fetal tissue from dead babies in the actual non-vaccine syringe. So they're being complete hypocrites because they're all about the money. So they're caving in to the money. Like, for example, the Catholic Church, get this, the Catholic Church received, basically they've turned into a government agency. So they received $4.3 billion from the federal government in 2018, because that was the last statistics. And that's not including Catholic Charities. That's just the church. And that's to resettle illegal alien minors. You're talking billions of dollars that is given to the churches to resettle these children. To where are they? Like you said, where are they going?
You know what's interesting about that is I want the human trafficking to wrap your head around. Yeah, the human trafficking. But I want the listeners to wrap their head around this. So this is the double-sided talking out of each side that the left loves to do. So the federal government, I want you guys to hear this right now. The federal government gave the Catholic Church $4 billion plus dollars in 2018. But in turn, they're telling the church that you cannot, there's a separation of church and government. You either have it or you don't. Well, first of all, we all know that that's a false narrative anyway. There's no such thing as separation of church and government. However, but wrap your mind, same thing about, you know, your body, your choice with abortion, and they're trying to push this vaccine on you. Well, what happened to your body, your choice? And this vaccine I'm not going to get into the whole vaccine thing, but the vaccine itself is still in a trial stage for the next 3 years. Any new drug is in a trial stage. Legally, by law, you can't force any American citizen ever to take a vaccine, and especially if it's in a trial stage. And there's so much data that's being covered up about the side effects and the effects that, number one, that we know, and some that a lot that we don't know, and how it's going to change your DNA, and how this particular the ingredients will affect your body long term. So that's a whole nother subject. But I want the audience to understand this, that this is a game that the left is very savvy at playing. They have an end game. They have an end agenda. And, you know, I've studied the left a lot. I've studied, rules for radicals. You have to understand your enemy to understand how they're utilizing the tools. And they seem, the tools that they use seem like, these are great languages. You know, we have to support the blacks. We have to support this group. We have to support. Well, when you start dividing individuals and you start putting blacks against whites, Asians against this person, and you group people and separate people and put them in labels, it causes division. And when you don't have unity and you have division, you can cause and wreak havoc, and you can infiltrate into people's minds. Political correctness, the cancel culture. Why do you think they're using all these terms and terminology? You're racist, you're a bigot, all of these things, because it's all about control at the end of the day. And that's the narrative that they use to polarize us.
Yeah, it's part of literally a playbook. You know, it's part of the science of propaganda, which was then used by the CIA. It's how they created PR.
Operation Mockingbird, the PR, the news. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what they've done. And like I said, the CIA, the businesses all got into that. And that's what they're, you're like a, I can't think of the first word, but it's about warfare. I mean, this is just an actual playbook, and anyone can go look at it. So we're not making it up, and you're not trying. You're not just saying this to say this. This is actually just a playbook. You just go through the checklist, and this is what they do. Because, like you said, they want that division. They want all this fake hate. They want this fake systemic racism. Talk about S's.
Systemic racism. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they want that because they know how do you want to conquer from within, and you want to create that division and the chaos. And obviously you're seeing it now in this country, and it's all based on a false narrative because they have that agenda that they're pushing. Real quick, because I know that you have not a ton of time, and I want to get some stuff in there. You said Texas is not as bad as Arizona. Now, I just want people to. I want you to comment.
No.
It's not as
Let
bad.
Me comment on that because okay. it's different. It's different.
Different.
So it's different. It's very different. So the it's really bad in Texas. Like there is so thousands upon thousands of people coming over the border every day in Texas. It's different in who's coming over and what sectors is what I meant. So let me clarify
gotcha.
That. I spent a lot of time in McAllen, Texas. I spent time on the Rio Grande and Brownsville all over Texas. And as a matter of fact, in McAllen, Texas is one of the areas where I actually interacted with the drug cartel utilizing our border patrol, which I call them Uber patrol, to there was this, anyway, I want your listeners to come out. If you're in the Florida area, you need to come to the rally on Sunday, and we're going to have several of these because you're going to see this particular video where this particular drug cartel had a very sophisticated operation. We filmed the whole thing from A to Z, how they utilized our border patrol to not only take about 49 illegals across the border where they got paid to do so, but then also had a smoke and mirror kind of thing to pull the border patrol to come get these guys while they were able to run their drugs because our border patrol left their post because they're so overworked and understaffed. So it's just a very interesting operation, what's going on in Texas. It's between the drug cartels, the human trafficking, and women and children and men who are coming over this border. And by the way, they're putting them on buses and airplanes and sending them off to cities all over this country. So if you think that you're living in Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, Oregon, we're at fill in the blank, Illinois, the heartland, if you think that the illegals aren't coming to your city, and it's not just these illegals, a lot of them have records. A lot of them are hardened criminals that are coming through here, and they're coming to your city. They're coming to your cities. They're already there, most of them. We're estimating, I spent some time with Sheriff Mark Daniel in Arizona. He's incredible, by the way. And we looked at his system that he has in place. With the numbers that we just looked at in March alone, we're over 173,000 illegals. We're somewhere around possibly the almost 5 million influx into this nation by December.
You said 5 million?
Yes, ma'am.
And of course, you don't hear those numbers anywhere on the news. And what was interesting, the last time that Marianne Mendoza was on the show, I grabbed my notes that I have on the border because I just keep track of the, when I'm hearing it, I write it down. And I said, you know, Marianne, this is a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know what the sad thing is? My notes and my statistics are a month old, which means the news is the news. And I'm talking about the patriotic news, the conservative news, the ones that are telling you the truth. I said, they're not talking about it because I don't go research it. I wait to see what comes out and comes to me when I'm listening to different shows and paying attention. And I said, they haven't been talking about it for a month. My stats are a month old. And that's even scarier, is that the resources that we're relying on to give us the content, they're not even talking about it. I'm wondering if they're not even allowed to talk about it, or maybe they can't get access to find the information, which did you run into those obstacles too when you were doing the documentary, that you weren't allowed to get close to certain things,
yes,
or ask questions?
Oh, yes. Actually, they tried to shut us down numerous times, and I wouldn't allow it. I'm like, no, I'm going to film here. You're not going to shut me down. You can try to get in my face. I also had security with me, so that kind of helped. But no, they're shutting down they're shutting down free speech. I'm going to tell you that right now. This administration is shutting down free speech. They don't want anybody to know the truth. And the truth of the matter is, even the statistics that you have are what's documented, that we've documented. Mm-hmm. There are so many gaps in the border fence, okay, because they halted the fence from being built. There's so many gaps that we have no clue how to track all of the individuals coming over in these non-camered, non-tracking zones, so to speak. And that's why one of the things with this particular county, which is over 6,000 square miles in Arizona, when I saw the system that he had and how he was running his numbers statistically, to come up with a pretty good figure of where we think my team did, that's where we're going to be at, is around the 5 million. And let me make no mistake, these aren't just Mexicans or Guatemalans, South Americans or Central Americans who are coming over the border. We encounter people, Muslims from terrorist countries, from Africa, terrorist parts of Africa, China, Russia. We're talking very serious, very bad players. One particular area in Arizona where this particular terrorist paid $35,000 for the drug cartel to bring him over, he was caught 6 weeks later in Washington, D.C. So
Oh, wow.
We have terrorists coming over. We these aren't just, mom, dad, children, families, that like they're showing you. That's a percentage. But we've got some serious people ready to do some serious harm to our nation inside our borders right now.
As President Trump would call them, they're bad hombres. They're here, guys.
Yes.
And there's more coming, and they're letting them in as if it was some big party that they could come in and destroy. And that's not even talking about once you have all of these, this mass amounts of people, they're going to be on the welfare system. So obviously they're going to need more money for that. They're going to be into the schools. They're going to put a stress on all the social services, including hospitals and all that kind of stuff, because they're not paying for anything and they're not going to be working. So they're just going to be taking more money and taking resources from Americans that need it. And even the other day, one of our nonprofit partners, she was saying that the groups that she's working with, a lot of their funding was cut. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting, because they're throwing around money to support all the illegals. They're putting them on planes. They're putting them on buses. They're giving them money. They got all these new outfits. They got phones. And they're spending, the last time that I heard a statistic, you know, there was $86 million just for them to be in hotels. But yet our nonprofit organizations who need the help are actually getting their funding cut. So, I mean, the whole perspective is just warped. And again, it's about an agenda, and the agenda is more bodies for lower wages. They also want to get voters, right? That's that HR1 bill that we've talked about. We haven't talked about it in a while because we haven't needed to yet. But then you've got the big problem, which is sex trafficking and human trafficking, which even when we had our discussion with Sheriff Lamb, he said that's the biggest thing, is it, this is all about human trafficking, and that's what you're trying to bring attention to, and your event in Florida is for human trafficking. Do you want to talk about that for a little bit, Christy?
Yeah, so part of the event is dedicated to shedding a light on the toll of human trafficking in this nation and the exploitation of children, and how that impacts your life, your bubble, and your community and your city, and how we should all care about this. We all need to stand up to this. And the elites and how they are knee-deep in this, the corruption in this, you know, why would you want to have an open border system that most of these women and children are being sold into slavery? They're being raped along the way, sometimes gang raped, murdered. We've talked about and saw the bodies in the deserts where women and children have died, where they've been raped and then their heads bashed in. So we all need to care about this, because one of the things that a lot of people don't like to talk about with the human trafficking and the exploitation of children, when these children are raped, when they're raped at a young age coming over the border and utilized, and then they're put into our school system, they have that mentality in their head. So then they might become where they're engaging in those type of acts with your children. So there is a trickle-down effect here from a psychological standpoint, even with these children and women who have been raped. You know, there's a huge toll on that. And make no mistake, I'm going to back up to what you said about the money that's being spent for the illegals. We found out that not only are they spending all of this billions of dollars, by the way, and the billions of dollars on illegals, giving them free health care and all this stuff, it's not coming. They're already doing it, by the way. They're also giving illegals, family members who supposedly die of COVID, up to $9,000 for burial expenses. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm a military mom. And I interviewed in California, in the encampment, the homeless encampment, a veteran. He's we're going to show his sweet face and what he had to say. And we can't take care of our vets. Our vets are living on the street trying to find food every day. They don't get health care. They don't get housing. They don't get clothing. They don't get burial. They don't get the things that these illegals are getting. We're not even taking care of our own, but we seem to be able to write the checks for the rest of the world, and especially part of the world that hate us and hate America. And we keep mm-hmm. doing it, just like he just funded to have basically Palestine and them and Hamas to throw rockets into Israel. So we have got to get a handle on this. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that Women Fighting for America wholly believes in, I love President Trump. I do. I think he was one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, period. Okay, he did what he said he was going to do. And it's not about the person in the White House, by the way, people. It's not about who's sitting in there. It is about what their policy is and what their agenda is going to be. That's what matters. And you got to take personalities out of the equation. You look at the agenda, you look at the policies, and you look at, do they believe in the Constitution and the founding of this great nation? Are they going to uphold the Constitution and they're going to follow it? That's what freaking matters. That's who's in the White House, by the way. So I get really fired up about this. The thing is about what's going on in this nation with Women Fighting for America. We are out there on the front lines every day exposing everything from human trafficking to the socialist agenda to the Marxist movement to the companies and the corporations who have sold out to a globalist agenda, who have sold us down the road for profit. And I'm a constitutionalist. I'm an entrepreneur. I believe in free enterprise, all of that stuff. But companies that have sold their souls to foreign entities who have harm against our nation, that is not right. And we, the people, are going to be the ones to rise up to take back this nation. Please do not expect a politician. Please do not expect love President Trump. One man can't do it. They took down a sitting president. It is going to take the people. That fence in Washington, D.C., around that Capitol, isn't because they're afraid of President Trump. That fence is still up because they're afraid that if the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots of this great nation would get together, lock arms peacefully, know the Constitution, know their rights, gather and show up. When we have these rallies, you've got to show up. Numbers matter. We have got to move the needle. That's what's going to change the course of this nation. That's going to change the course of the direction. And that's what they're afraid of.
I love your passion and that you're getting all fired up about this. You sound like me on every episode, Chrissy. we each get one step away from dropping like all kinds of curse words just because there's nothing else to describe, you know, the fire and the fury in the belly. So good for you. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm gonna share something that's going to even get you more fired up because you mentioned the veterans. And, of course, we were a huge veteran support platform. In New York, Governor Cuomo, they had $2 billion that they're giving to illegal aliens who are unemployed. They've only given $1 billion to small businesses. And, of course, 40% of all the small businesses in New York City have gone out of business. And they've given $0 to homeless veterans. So I just want to put that in perspective and give you a little more fuel for your anger today, your fire.
Well, yeah. You know what? Let's think about this for a minute. Isn't that a form of bribery?
Oh, totally.
So they're taking federal dollars, taxpayer dollars, which belong to the people, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be used for the people, for the United States. That's the whole premise. We have to protect our nation, our sovereignty, and our borders. So they're taking our federal dollars, our taxpayer dollars, our hard-earned money, and they're basically bribing illegals, because that's what it is, because they're bribing them for their vote. They're bribing them to be on the Democratic platform.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be an outrage to every single person who pays taxes in this nation. Because I don't know about you, but I work really, really hard for every cent that I have. I grew up in a home. My mother was a bus driver. My father was in construction. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. We worked very hard for everything we have, and every dime and every penny mattered. And every single taxpayer out there should be enraged about where all of our money is going. To all of these foreign entities, to these illegals, what happened to taking care of our own first? And then when there's leftovers, because America, make no mistake, we are the most generous giving country in the world. And this narrative also that we're somehow this racist, bigot country is such a freaking lie. We if that was the case, why would so many people be beating down our doors to get in here? Because that's another part of their agenda and their lies that they like to tell and propagate to all of us to control us. We are fundamentally good and we give, but you know what? It's time for us to give to our own and take care of our homeless, our veterans, our widowed, our orphan children. It is time for us to give back to America and stop this nonsense. But you know, we had that for 4 years. But people didn't like the way he looked or the way he tweeted. Stop looking at that. Look at people's policies and agenda. This is evil, what's going on in this nation. Make no mistake. I'm going to call it what it is. And we have got to push back against this agenda of this administration.
Yeah, it is not, as I mentioned, it's by design. And it is pure evil. It is not, a mistake or a consequence. This is what the plan was. And it is literally about good and evil. And this is pure evil running through the veins of the people in leadership positions with a larger agenda to take down this country, to create a Marxist, fascist, on the way to communism society, because they want it to be modeled like the CCP in China, because that's who they're taking their orders from. And of course, everybody falls into place, like you mentioned, the big corporations. We call them the 13 bigs because there's so many categories now that are working in cooperation against the American people, because they literally hate America. They want to destroy everything that we stand for. They want to take In God We Trust out of anything that has to do with this country and the government. They want to take out anything that references the Judeo-Christian values, which I know your organization is strongly a proponent of, making sure it stays there, since that's what our country was founded on, you know, kind of like the Constitution. That's what their agenda is. And they're working on it. And again, they have billions and billions of dollars coming at all of these different 13 bigs and organizations, right, to propel that and make it happen so much faster. I mean, it's only been 4 months. And look at all the destruction And even if you're not paying attention to people and you're thinking, I don't care about the border. Yes, I know they all keep saying every town is a border town and it's coming here. Just look at your gas prices. Just look at your food prices. Just look at the supply chain where all these prices are going up 20, 30, 50%. Housing's going up. That's called inflation, right? That's another way that they can actually manipulate the system in order to make you suffer, American people, because they're just trying to hit you from every direction. Literally, you can't even go buy a 2x4. You can't afford one to go hit somebody over the head to knock some common sense into them anymore because it's too expensive to buy the 2x4. So, I mean, it's time, as Christy said, to stand up, to get involved with organizations like Women Fighting for America. Attend these rallies. And if you're in Jupiter, Florida, I want her to talk about it now because I know. How much time do you have, Christy? You got like 10, 15 minutes or so? What do you got?
I have got time. This is too important. I'm here.
Okay. I just want to be respectful of your time because I know you're busy because you've got the event coming. So, you know, you've got to get involved with these groups. There's lots of groups, but this is a really important one because they're really one of the things that they're focusing on is the human trafficking. And we've talked about that many times on the platform because Missy Perdue is a great partner and friend of the platform and a good friend of mine. She has won this fight. She actually... we've had discussions before, and I said, Mitzi, what is the deal? Why is this happening? Why is it now the largest, larger than drug traffic? It's $150 billion a year business and growing. And she goes, well, they could use the same person, and they could make millions of dollars off of one or just a couple of girls.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're all young, right? They're all young. And I said, well, then she goes, but the way to stop it, she goes, you just got to follow the money. She goes, you just got to follow the money. And I said, well, that's easy to do. She goes, yeah, the problem is the people that are in the leadership positions, they're either in on it or they're a part of it because they are the recipients of the services or they have a piece of action into this, and that is across the whole country. So I know that people are thinking, oh, well, that's what I heard about these conspiracy theories and all these different things about all of these politicians that are involved. It's not a conspiracy theory because there's no such thing as conspiracy theories, right? There's no such thing as coincidences. So, again, the conspiracy theory concept was created by the CIA back in the 60s when people started figuring stuff out. So they had to make you think you're nuts. And then they just use that narrative now. You'll hear it on the news all the time for those of the five people that are listening that do listen to the regular news. So you got to keep that in mind. Everything that you're hearing about that other side, that dark side, nobody wants to talk about that Christy's talking about and exposing, that's all real. Okay, it's all real. And that's why it's getting worse and worse and bigger and bigger. But it takes people with courage and these freedom fighters and women with a pair of cojones like Christy to stand up, especially when she's down at the border and they're like, oh, you can't come in here. She's like, oh, hell no, I am with my cameras and my security. And so you've got to get active. So let's talk about the event, Christy.
Well, really quick, if you don't mind, I want to talk, you know, the human trafficking, because it is really near and dear to my heart. I want to mention a couple things. I'm going to call it what it is. Human trafficking is it's a great word to use, human trafficking, but really in reality, it's sex trade. You need
like
to understand that this is a sex trade movement. And how would you feel if your daughter, your child, your grandchild, or your son was sold into bondage, into sex trade? That's what I want your listeners to wrap around, because human trafficking sounds great, and it's a horrible word, and it's all of those things, but let's get it down to the nitty-gritty. You know, these people are being raped multiple times a day, okay, and beaten. They're not just raped, and they're beaten. They are also chained to bed sometimes. They're in horrific conditions, and we've got to stop it. We've got to stop it. So sex trade. And these individuals, whether you're in Hollywood or you're in the government, you're in corporations, yes, everybody has some kind of sexual desire, and some people are perverted, and they take it a step further where they want to have sex slaves. And that's what we have to expose and stop, and you're right. It's a multi-billion dollar business, and that's the reason why. Look at Epstein. You want to know why? Have you heard anything about that in the book? And all of the celebs and all of the people that were in there and the government officials, no, because it's being hidden. We have a right to know. And all of those things need to be exposed. And it's going to take some serious rolling up our sleeves and getting that done. Women Fighting for America actually has a plan to stop it before it happens. We do need funding for this. It's going to take a lot of funding to make this happen, but I've partnered with a private security firm who I'm not going to get into who they are because these guys are really well trained. They've done some serious stuff. They're the guys that you want to go in and get it done. And we've got a plan to stop the human trafficking before these women are raped or sold. So that's one thing. So back to the event. That was pretty serious stuff, but it's a serious issue in this country.
But it
and
needs
in
to be
the
talked
world,
about,
by the way.
Christy. It needs to be talked about, and not a lot of people bring it up. Everybody tries to push it under the rug. We try to talk about it whenever, of course, because the only person I had that was really talking about it besides Mitzi was, because it goes hand in hand with the border, and then, of course, what Maryam Mendoza and Angel Families talks about. But I just want to let you know, I would love for you to come on, and we can do a special segment and just focus on that, because it needs to be talked about all the time, because it's growing and growing and growing, and it's just sick. It is just sick that people in leadership positions are allowing this to happen. And again, I said it's because they're a part of it. They're involved. Otherwise, they'd be able to stop it tomorrow because it's about following the money. But I'll let you share about the event. You see, you get me fired up, too. There we go again.
Well, you're right. I mean, if you think about policies and people within the – let's just take, for example, the Arizona governor, Texas governor, and things like that. There is things that they actually could be doing to halt – or stop, or pretty well slow down significantly the sex trade industry, not the human trafficking. I call it sex trade industry. So why aren't they doing that? Well, you know what? We need to show up at the Capitol steps with Women Fighting for America and ask these questions and demand answers and then demand results and action. That's what we're going to do, and we'll definitely have another segment on that. The event that we're having, I want to shift gears because, again, this is what we're fighting against within the liberal government. So our event is on May 30th. That's this Sunday from 1 in the afternoon till 7 p.m. at night. It's an all-day event. It is going to be amazing. We've got amazing speaker lineup. We've got live bands, food trucks, dunking tanks. It's just going to be a pirate ship. It's going to be a great day for patriots to come out and not only get informed, but have fun. But then Women Fighting for America, we're not just cheerleaders out there. When we roll into your town and we have an event, we're going to give you actionable items to mobilize you. I've been to too many rallies where we're energizing you and charging you up and rah, 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 but then you don't have an actionable step when you leave. We're not about that. We're going to engage you, and we're going to mobilize you, and we're going to give you the tools that you need in your tool chest from a local, all the way up from your local community, all the way up to the highest levels of the land on how to take back this nation and how we're going to do it. So that's one of the things I really want you to understand. But our original event was going to be in Jupiter Farms at a private property, private branch, privately held. So I want to really be clear on that. So Palm Beach County is a very liberal Democratic county. They waited till last Thursday to send me an email to tell me that the zoning commission wanted to speak to us.
Here we go.
I got on the phone with the zoning commission, and by Friday afternoon, it was very clear. Even one of the hosts, so to speak, for our event, they are retired captains and current people serving in Palm Beach County's first responders and fire rescue and police officers, by the way. So they were all excited that we had hired Palm Beach County Sheriff Office. They accepted our contract, cashed our check, took our money. Everything was going great. And then all of a sudden we get this from the Zoning Commission. They cited a baloney code that was we had to have stabilized ground to park your car on, and we had to have a 200-foot setback from any property line. This is agricultural land, by the way, agricultural, rural, resident, you know, agricultural
private
land. That's private. And it's private, by the way. Mm. So they told us, we're shut down. We're not going to give you a permit. And I said, well, first of all, I never even applied for a permit because it was on private property. I didn't know we needed one. And they said, well, you absolutely need a permit. So I'm like, okay. And they said, well, somebody applied for a permit. I said, nobody applied for a permit with our organization because we didn't know we had one because we're on private property
with, by the way, letters from all of the neighbors, except for one that we couldn't get a approval from, all of the neighbors saying, we're so excited about this event being here. Yes, yes, go ahead and do it. So we're frantically all over the weekend reaching out to, Anthony Sabatini, who's an attorney, giving me advice, all of this stuff. What the heck are we going to do? Scrambling. So on Monday afternoon, we get a response in the morning from the zoning department, and they answered. I said, fine, we want to be in compliance with whatever issue you have with us having this patriotic event that's really honoring our military, our first responders, and our police. So you're telling me you're against this. So we got you. You don't want to have our conservative voice and Christian voice heard, apparently. So I said, be specific. Can you please tell me specifically what we need to do to correct the issue? So we jumped through these hoops. We redid everything, sent it back to them. Within 20 minutes, this guy comes back. And his name's Michael Birchland, by the way. Comes back and says, nope, we're not approving it. So then I said, no, we want you to be specific what we can do. So then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon last week, I kid you not, Michelle, I had every single head of the department across the board in Palm Beach County, I think, on this phone call with me and Sam. And they had all of their reasonings and a list of why we weren't going to be able to move forward with this event. And not only that, then they said that we had reached out to two of their Parks and Recreation Department. They had two amphitheaters available, vacant, not being used. And they were like, nope, there's no way we're going to be able to permit you and get you even that in time. So it's just not going to happen. So at the end of the call, I had asked the head person, I don't want to give names right now, but I asked the head guy, I said, that's
notice
fine.
It right
now.
Now
can you
notice how she
right
said
now.
Right now, people. Just so bear with us. It will be coming out. Go ahead.
Oh, it will be. So they picked the wrong mama bear to poke, I can tell you that right now. So then at the end of the call, not only did they do that, however, somebody from within Palm Beach County, from their Palm Beach County official title, sent an email to a private company, Eventbrite, who we're selling our tickets with, and told them that we didn't have my corporation didn't have authorization to sell tickets to this event, and we weren't allowed to do it. They're not allowed to do that. By the way, folks, we have a constitution. Mm-hmm. They are not allowed to do that. So make no mistake, they picked the wrong person to engage in this fight. So our event, we did move the event because they threatened us with a $60,000 fine and being arrested, which I don't mind. But put me in handcuffs, I'm good.
Sure.
But it was more important. I thought about it. I prayed about it. And I was basically, God said, he's like, you know, God's bigger. The devil's going to try to shut down. He makes things bigger and better, right? So not only are we going to go after Palm Beach for attacking our constitutional rights to be able to do this, but we're also have a new venue, which is bigger, better, and it's not far from the original site. It's about 15 minutes, and it is at the Martin County Fairgrounds in Stuart, Florida, And we can now house up to 3,000 people at our event. So you want to help us tick off Palm Beach County, please show up, buy a ticket, support our military, support our veterans. Tickets start at $10. It's not that much. And all the proceeds are going towards to help pay for the event and then also to help us to continue to do. I don't take a salary, everybody. Everything goes towards the fight. Every single penny, every dime that we spend goes to the fight and being on the front line. So that's human trafficking. That's exposing our corruption in government, exposing communism in our nation, all of those things. That's where this money goes to. So please come out and join us. You can go to wffa.win, which is W-I-N, wffa.win, to get your tickets on the event link.
Unbelievable you had to jump through those hoops. But, you know, the scary thing is you're not alone. When Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace were here, they were on our show. They were on episode 161, and they had an event here the day of of their meet and greet, which was at this park in Mayor Corruption County. They got a phone call from the park people, and it was the day, it was a holiday. So it was Martin Luther King, I think it was. So they were closed, and they actually called them and said, sorry, you can't come to the park because you know, she, and they said, well, why? Because we're going to gather together Christians and people that love this country. And of course, you know, all they heard was crickets. But yeah, so they canceled that event the day of. And then you're talking about Eventbrite. I want to share this with the audience because this is happening to many, many organizations like Christie's. So Patrick Coffin came on the show. I think episode 203 it was. And he was promoting the Truth Over Fear, COVID-19, and the Great Reset Summit in a virtual summit, which is absolutely mm-hmm. amazing. And 4 hours into his summit, the hosting provider who was actually hosting the interviews and the videos and the content shut them down, just said, sorry, we just decided. But they knew ahead, that was part of their plan. They knew they were going to wait until a couple hours in to do it because it wasn't like it was a magical surprise what the event was about or who the speakers were. So this is all, again, everyone by design. And they're just trying to shut us down, trying to censor, trying to help just prevent us from gathering to actually try to solve the problems, to get people all on the same page, to stop this, as Christy calls it, a socialist Marxist agenda of what, and that's obvious. Go look up the definitions and you'll say, oh my gosh, they are spot on. So that's what they're trying to do. So I guess you could say, welcome to the club, Christy. You know,
I will wear that badge with honor. Well, you know, the thing is that my family, I'm a Russian Jew, by the way, on my mother's side of the family. My great-grandfather and my grandfather, they fled Stalin. So they were persecuted. I had family members thrown in the gulags. And on my dad's side, I have Cherokee Indian heritage. So I'm a little bit of a spicy fighter, a little bit. And so, you know, I sat at the dinner table with my Nana and my Papa, and they would tell me the stories. And so I understand, because I had those stories told me, how much freedom means, what sacrifices have been made to have freedom. And I think as Americans, because they dumbed down our education system, I don't call it dumbed down, it's ignorance. So I was just asked actually about a week ago, Christy, what do you think is the number one enemy facing America today? And I said, it's ignorance. And the reason why ignorance is because we have lost our moral compass. We have lost and don't understand our Constitution. We're not being taught that anymore. I've been on the road. I've been to over 30 states in 10 months. That's a lot. And I've talked to a lot of people, and they don't simply know what their rights are. And if you don't know what your rights are, if you don't know the founding of this nation, you cannot protect your family and this nation and this country and know when to push back and when something's illegal and when they're trying to, I call it the tightrope walk. You know, you have to be straight, narrowed, and understand how to fight this movement. They understand it, and they take our laws, they take our Constitution, they twist it and manipulate it because we have been ignorant. And we've allowed it to happen. So please, we have to educate on the Constitution, what the founding is and what our rights are. And then we're going to activate you into your community so you can make that difference. Because let me tell you guys, I've been privileged. I've been to Muslim countries. I've traveled around the world. I know what it's like in these other countries. You don't want that here. America is the last beacon of hope and freedom for the world. We're the protector of Israel. And we're the protector and the voice for the voiceless out there in these countries who don't have the power or the finances or the money that we do to help protect them against the Chinas and the Russias and the Irans and the Syrias, et cetera. We have got to get engaged, and we've got to push back against this and understand that something like America and our values are worth fighting for. I know for me, I'm willing to lay it all down, including my life, to save this nation. And one of the things I ask the audience out there, ask yourself this, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice for your family and your future generations and your children, your grandchildren? Because the stand and the fight is here and it's now. We have to engage. 24 is never going to happen. 22 is the prize. Make no mistake, if we do not solidify our voting system properly, correctly, get rid of these corrupt machines. Every single red state, we should be pushing every governor to make radical, legal, constitutional changes to our voting system. That is one of the front lines. Then we have got to get engaged, and that means showing up. When we have issues and causes that we're pushing back on legislation, we need you to show up. Show up in the street. I know it might be a beautiful Saturday afternoon and you've got ball games, but what does all that matter if you're going to be under a communist, Marxist, socialist rule? Because that's mm-hmm. what's coming. What are you willing to sacrifice? I'm willing to sacrifice it all.
Wow, I'm extremely impressed, Christy. And what you're saying is literally what I preach every episode on this show and what our platform is all about. I encourage everybody to take one political action item every single day. And because politics has infested every aspect of our lives in the past years, proven it, right? We don't have to just make an assumption. You could see it right in front of your face. I said, you guys got to do something every single day. And I list a tremendous amount of take action items on our take action tab. So it could be anywhere from moving your little finger on your mouse to actually running for office and everything in between. And I said, once you do that, then you can go do the other things that matter, like focus on growing your business, enhance the quality of your life, or making a difference within your own community. Because if we don't act now, we don't all come together and we don't actually show up and take action, then guess what? You won't have a business to grow. You won't have time to even think, well, I would love to just become a better person today, so let me listen to a podcast episode. You won't have time. You won't have time because you will be living in this backwards country under a Marxist, communist, fascist regime, which is where we're headed, because it's only going to get worse. So I encourage everybody who's listening to go to the event if you are in the Jupiter, Florida area, which is now the event's over in Martin County, which is 15 minutes away. So it's very, very close. And go to Christy's website to check out what type of take action items they offer, what the organization is all about, so you can get involved with something and be part of a community. Her website is wffa.win. Their event information is on there too. And of course, it's listed on our live events page on the Take Action tab, but everybody needs to start getting involved with these organizations. We're bringing them on the show all the time. We're constantly promoting them. Most of them are our platinum partners, so we're helping them out, and we're getting them all to work together, but there's no more time. There literally isn't a lot of time before, as I keep saying, we lose Lady Liberty forever. So I'm asking everybody again, and I do this every episode, you've got to take action. You've got to show up. Pick which group you want to start with, and then you're going to be surprised because we're getting them all to work together. So you're going to turn around and go, oh, they're all here. Yeah, because we're all working together. It's the only way to make it happen. Christy, anything else that you want to share today that we haven't covered?
I would like to leave this. This is, since last probably March when I go out and I talk to everybody, the other thing that is so important right now, this is not about just Women Fighting for America or all of these other organizations out there. This is a time in America where we need to lay down our pride, our egos, and our self-promotion. I didn't get into the self-promote. I've told my team, if it becomes about me, remove me. This is about the saving the sovereignty of this nation. And now more than ever, we have got to come together in unity and one accord. When we all lock arms together, the Charlie Kirks and the Candace Owens, the influencers, the grassroots organizations, if we can all come together under one umbrella with one strategy, one branding, one narrative of how we're going to do this and work together, that's what's going to save the nation. And then we need the people to come alongside of us like a freight train going across this nation, taking her back. That's what's going to take. So unity is key. We've got to collectively come together. We've got to collectively have one narrative, because that's what the left does really well. They make no mistake. They meet, they get together, and they push it out all the way down through the news media, through the congressmen, all the way down to the local level. They push this one agenda narrative out, and it goes in cycles, by the way, and you can kind of almost see it. And that's what we have to do. We have to do the same thing. We have to lock arms, and we have to come together in unity to save the sovereignty of this nation. It is imperative. And it's going to start at the local level. It doesn't start from the top down. It starts from the bottom up. And that's where we need to make the change in your school board. Get involved. Go to the meetings. Go to your city council meetings. If you don't like those individuals, show up. Find a candidate. Vet them. Don't just listen to their beautiful speeches. Find out who they are through what they've written, what they've done, what their actions have been in the past. There's always a trail. vet the heck out of your candidate, get involved from your local level, make the change from the local level to your state level, then it'll trickle over into our federal space. So everybody needs to do their part. We can do this. If we do this together, we can win the heart and soul of our country back.
Amen, sister. Amen to that. And I'm going to do anything that I can do to support your organization. I'd love for you to become one of our platinum partners so we can be very active together, have you come on the show often to promote what's going on. We'll encourage people to get involved and, you know, give them the tools that they need. We're going to bring together all these other groups. So you and I definitely will be in touch after this show. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You literally are laying it all down on the line, sacrificing your life, just the fact that you went on this tour. Oh, my goodness. That's dedication, everybody. So do you want to get involved with a group that just plays on the internet? Or do you want one that has a leader like this who really cares and is walking the walk, not just talking the talk? So be careful who you join up with. So you want, this is a leader. This is an example of a leader, everybody. So I encourage you to share this episode with as many people as you can. Talk about the event, go to the event if you can, and get involved with Women Fighting for America, and listen to it a couple times because you're going to get a lot out of it, and write this stuff down because it'll change the way that you do a lot of things in your life. And it's time that we all take action. Christy, I don't know what else to say, but you're awesome. You're awesome. And thank you for what you're doing. I know it takes a lot, but we need people like you. We need those leaders.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll talk if you have time later today, even for a few minutes, if not after the event, but we need to we'll definitely do some more. And I'm going to add you guys as a platinum partner, and we're going to take everything to the next level. So thank you so much. And, this event's going to be amazing, so I encourage everybody to go. You're doing God's work, Christy.
Please do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure, my friend. I felt like I got a new best friend.
You do. I look forward to partnering with you. So thank you very much for everything, and God bless the United States of America and our military men and women this weekend who are on the front lines every day being the watchmen for the world.
I just got chills. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it. And you served, or your husband served?
My husband served. My son is currently serving right now.
Ah, all right. Well, tell him thank you for his service, and your husband the same. We're a big proponent here and supporters of veterans and the veteran nonprofit organizations. So again, Christy, thank you so much. And I'll try to give you a call today and we'll chat just briefly because I know you got to prepare for the event. Thank you, my friend. You're
thank
awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Whew. I am all fired up, people. What an amazing, amazing woman and amazing organization. Again, go to the live events page at the Take Action tab to get in more information. And you click on the graphic about their event that is on the 30th, and that is down in Jupiter, Florida. That'll take you to their website so you can learn more information about Women Fighting for America. That was my special guest, Christy Hutchardson. We are going to be doing a lot of things with them. You're, oh my gosh, talk about, oh. Yeah, now talk about a reality check on living in America, everybody. Oh my goodness, that was much longer than I expected, but you can't stop a freight train like that when it's just rolling out of the station, and for a good reason, good cause, but we're going to have her back on. We're going to do more some deep dives on all this. And of course, we're going to support them as best as we can. But I'm about a half an hour behind schedule, and I apologize to Tammy Girl. She's been hanging in there, but I'm sure she's doing other work because she's a multitasker. She is one of our beloved partners, and she's the founder of Profitable Shenanigans. And she really is the queen of hashtags. She's got an awesome event that she's planning. It's a course. And I asked her to come on and share it with you guys because there's a lot of changes. And of course, hashtags are very important, and I don't necessarily even know how to use them properly, but she's working on me. So audience, big round of applause for our special partner, Tammy Girl, Profitable Shenanigans.
Hello, my friend. Wow, that was a powerful guest. We're going to have a conversation about that guest. I was taking notes, and You know, it's funny, she brought up the hashtag movement, right? And, you know, my motto for my business, other than us not being bored, right, is put action where your hashtag is, which is like you talk about, what are you doing in your community other than sharing a post? Hashtag Me Too, hashtag Black Lives Matter, whatever you believe in, what are you doing besides hashtagging that, right? And so besides being the hashtag queen, we are big into telling people, you know, to both take action and, you know, whatever it is you believe in, right? Which is getting in. And I was touched a little bit about what Christy was saying. I, you know, my husband, who was 100% disabled from the military, I'm a veteran as well, passed away in 2018. And,
oh, sorry, I didn't know that. He was
100% disabled. And he had, you know, he got Social Security, plus he got, you know, his retirement and things like that. I was on the caregiver program, which was a huge blessing while I was having it. Well, what people don't realize here is he passed away, Social Security and the VA, because he didn't live the entire month, levied our bank accounts and took back money we obviously had already spent on rent and things, and overdrew our accounts, and they don't prorate it. You know, and the money they give you to bury, you know, we just did a simple cremation and almost couldn't afford it. You know, it's not so much for me about, you know, kicking legals out and all this thing, but I just don't think people realize, right, how as much money as gets thrown around, as much people take credit, right, for taking care of veterans, really how they kind of don't. Like, my husband, you know, was in over 23 years, right, completely disabled because of him serving overseas, had damn near 100 surgeries, right, died at the age of 51 from all those surgeries, from his time in his service. You know, and he passes away, the first thing they do is take all the money back because he didn't live the entire month.
That's insane.
Now we're completely off my hashtag course now because I just got, I was just like, oh, I was taking notes while I was listening to Christy.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I have tons of notes too. And of course now I'm even more fired up. So it just changed my afternoon, but it's changed for the better. So every time my day changes, it's only better. It benefits everybody that's listening, and it's going to benefit everybody that they're going to share this with. So I promise you, when that direction happens, it's only for the greater good.
And I love what she does about the, you know, sex trafficking. And here's where my perspective is a little bit different. Okay, people don't realize that basically real estate and prostitution are like the only guarantee, and drug trafficking is what's been making millionaires forever, right? Sadly, as long as there's human beings alive, they've been doing that horrible stuff to each other. And that during COVID, the amount of money people spent on those type of services like tripled. Like, they literally were talking about this one influencer who became a millionaire because of that fans only site, which is where girls go to, you pay and they strip on camera and stuff, right? You know, and just really kind of how, you know, not even just from the kidnap perspective, but how, you know, in the United States, girls are being taught, right, get in a movie by doing this. You know, oh, the economy's bad, not go learn a new skill, it's go the fans only and take your clothes off them. And so I just think there's a whole other perspective of the way, you know, we don't teach our children and the things we can't talk about in schools and stuff that lead to, right, that vulnerability, you know, from that. And now I was raised Catholic. In fact, I went through the entire discernment process. I almost became a Franciscan nun. And then later I thought, so I believe in God. I do all that stuff. And for me, I think on that level as well, is we teach avoidance and not navigation on every level. And what that means is we're taught to avoid sex, not why we don't want to do it or why we're going to feel that way and how, what we do when we do feel that way, right? We teach people now the cancel culture, right? Avoid people you don't agree with. Don't listen to them. And I'll tell you what, there's no quicker way for Satan, communism, whatever people want to call it, take over this world if you're avoiding knowing what the hell they're up to, because then you can't navigate it. And I really would like to see a movement where we teach navigation instead of avoidance, period. And now I know I'm talking about nothing I came on the show to talk about, but she was a very valuable guest. Yeah. And part of taking action is knowing what your enemy is up to, right? Like, I want to know what that bastard's up to. If you don't, you lose all that power. And so now, what better way, right, for the bad guys to take over than get us to the point in this world that we cancel culture, we block people on social media. If we can't even have a conversation, one day we're going to look up and we're all, like you said, we are all welcome to communism. We're all in camps. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it because we're avoiding one another. We're avoiding hard things, right, instead of teaching navigation. In fact, bad shameless plug, but here in a few months, my book, Not to Be Used for Navigation, is actually coming out. And that's that big thing about how we just gotten to the point, right, where we avoid things. You know, I grew up in the culture of, you know, keep your friends closer, your enemies even closer than that. And we don't do that anymore. And we just teach people, you know, and a lot of these kids with the sex trafficking get taken advantage of because they're taught it's bad. Right, it's bad to be horny. It's bad to touch yourself. Right, right, and it's not. We're teaching them to avoid it. We're not teaching them that they're going to have those feelings and why. Because they value themselves, they should avoid it. Right, like it's a whole other different thing. And I think, sadly, I know people want to go straight to the politicians and on the larger level, but real change with this kind of stuff starts in churches, our homes, our schools. You know how. As Christian parents, we're teaching our kids, right? Like, you're going to have that feeling instead of just, can't do that, right? You're going to hell or whatever. The attitude is, you know, tell them, you're going to have those feelings, but here's why is a good way to avoid it. And it's a lot harder to have victims in this world if they understand how to navigate their own emotions and feelings. And if they don't, we're kind of turning our own kids into victims with the way that society has kind of become. And now I've got my soapbox now.
Yeah.
It's not why I came on the show.
it's funny. Everyone's been on a soapbox today. I'm like, we've had four or five soapboxes, and they just, it just happens. You know, that's what's awesome about this show and this platform is that once these conversations are started, from the guests to even the special guests that we started implementing at the 1 o'clock hour, you get this energy, you get this commonality, you get this discussion going, and it filters through every single one of the guests in the segment. And sometimes you go off topic, but that's okay because that's not what this is all about. This is about just getting the information and having that conversation. And sometimes, you know, there's no script. There's no very little notes beforehand. And when things, you know, whatever the conversation goes. There's certainly no filter. That is for sure. And that's all about.
It's funny. I heard you say Tammy Girl's probably multitasking, and I do, right? I'm used to doing other things while I'm waiting to go on shows, but, man, I have half a notebook full from your last guest. Like, I was all in that conversation.
Yeah, she's pretty kick-ass. I didn't realize that when she started sharing the stories, then I realized a couple of the other projects that she's been working on, it was actually her. I mean, so there was, she's actually been on my multiple lists, but multiple hats. And then when she was talking, I realized it was all the same person. And I said, wow, I just hit the jackpot. I hit three birds, one stone. I said, so good. I could say that's three people. And I didn't just put two and two together. It was the same. So I was like, oh my God, I didn't realize this. She's doing all of this. But, you know, powerful conversation needs to be had, and we're obviously going to be having more of it. But, yeah, like you said, real quick, I just want to comment on what you said. You know, the solution to start is having different conversations about, you know, the sexuality and the sexual things that happen because we're human beings. But the business side, that is where we as adults need to step in. That's where our fake politicians, you know, our ones in leadership positions and the big parts of the problem need to step in and do more, like the Governor Doug Ducey here. There's no reason why he's not doing more. He's not doing more because without pointing fingers, he's a part of the problem. He's a part of the corruption. He's got his hand in the cookie jar just like the rest of them. And again, the discussions we've had with Mitzi Perdue over at Win This Fight, and she's she's, her organization is all about ending human trafficking. So we've had this discussion, since August. So it's nothing new there on what the problem is, who the problem causers are. And obviously we know what the solution is, but it takes the people in the right positions, unless, you know, we, the people, have to show up, and we have to start doing things on our own, which is why we've got great organizations we're working with, like Women Fighting for America. All right, let's change gears. Okay, everybody shake off the fire in the belly. We're going to talk hashtags here. We got about 15 minutes-ish. Tammy Girl is queen of the hashtags. She's the founder of Profitable Shenanigans. Tammy, I've got to go hit the button on the air thing because I'm hearing feedback. So I will let you start talking about the event that you have coming up, which I wanted everyone to know about, because there's so many changes, and you were just on a week or two ago. I don't remember, everything's kind of a blur. We were talking about all the different changes with the hashtags and the value of it, and how much more you really need to be more involved with sharing on social media, and how important it is to really understand that. And you have a great new course that you're launching, so I wanted you to share about that. So if you could just run with it for a minute or two, I'll be right back. And I'll just that's not going to be a problem. She'll talk for 2 hours. That's why I said 15 minutes.
no kidding, right? Especially after that last guest, I could go all day. I appreciate that. I'm going to kind of tie it in as entrepreneurs, right? We talk about hashtag movements, and we know hashtags get us viral, and they bring attention to important topics, right? So they do that same thing in business when they're used properly. They get us organic reach that we can't get as small business owners, right? So, like, for example, if you're an AC company in Phoenix, I'm going to tell you what, it's like $110 a click, right, to buy advertising. But if you know your market, you use the hashtags appropriately, like SEO, tag words, you can actually reduce what you're spending as a small business owner, and you can get in front of a more ideal audience. For those of you who never heard of me before, Tamara Lenan, Tammy Girl Lenan, because all my British clients can't say Tamara, but we love them. And I have been using hashtags for major tours and celebrity management since 2014. And before COVID hit, we were just out on the road, right? And we kind of ignored all the fake gurus teaching you guys, you know, how to improperly use hashtags on Instagram and all these things, right? So here's the real truth about hashtags and algorithms. One, social media is user end based, okay? So before social media, also a business, right? They want to make money. They want you paying for ads. Responded to hashtags because of what influencers were telling other people to do. As a business owner, if all of a sudden millions of people jump on your platform and they're using 30 hashtags, or they're doing this or they're doing that, the platform goes, oh, that must be what they want, and they make it so, okay? So the algorithm is user-based because it didn't have any set rules. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has changed. In September of last year, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, VK, Russian Facebook, by the way, all of those started putting in rules on how they wanted to see hashtags used on their platform. Guess what? When social media stuff starts putting in rules, that now actually means algorithm. We have to know what Facebook wants for the first time. And so really educating people on that whole fake world algorithm before, it was user-based, right? But now you can go to the back end of Facebook and their own blogs and everything, and they will tell you, right, we don't want spam. We want you to actually use hashtags in the body of the paragraph. And it goes on and on, and there's hashtag crossover. And what that means is Instagram and TikTok and all those great folks now have agreements that if there's a hashtag that's banned on one platform, it's going to be banned on all of them. The e-commerce crossover, if I go on Instagram and I put something in my shopping cart, now if I go over to Facebook, Facebook is going to remind me. So what does that mean as far as hashtags? What that means is they're going to be looking for more direct hashtagging in that you have to know what problem you solve and who your audience is and use hashtags with good quality content. And the hashtag information out there to date wasn't teaching you guys that. It was teaching you to use viral hashtags. Listen, viral hashtags, 9 times out of 10, end up on the banned hashtag list because social media wants to calm down epidemics, right? So we look at, you know, yes, usually around politics and different things, right? But the hashtags that, quote, unquote, get banned for a short amount of time is just to kind of settle everything down so people can get through and see, right? And so, you know,
we have to ban
hashtags forever with our clients. And we've done a really great job with that, understanding up-and-coming hashtags and how to get in front of the correct audiences, you know, with that. And so for us, it's been a huge educational thing. Since COVID hit, right, and we came off tour, I didn't realize how much misinformation was out there on hashtags and how the way you've been taught to use them is 100% going to put you out of business with the way that the new hashtag rules are being set up for all of social media. And we share those links. Anything I say to you, we have the link to, you know, Facebook doing this announcement. You know, social media is really great at doing brand new stuff and having these huge announcements that nobody ever hears. But you,
hey, Tammy,
you
really quick, I have a question. I've got a question.
Yes, yes.
When you mention these banned hashtags, and if, let's just say that I put it in one of my posts not knowing it's banned, does that mean that they are going to not show my post but not tell me, or do they actually give me a warning and say that you had a banned hashtag in it, or is it just on the down low where it's just they're not showing it to people and I think that everything is fine?
So what they do, quite honestly, is that first part, right? They really, really don't tell you it's banned. Just all of a sudden, you can't find your posts. Now, we did a lot of testing on this because for a long time, people would say, you know, there's no such thing as shadow banned hashtags. Like, in Instagram was like, oh, no, we don't do that. The amount of testing we did, we literally would find out hashtags that we knew were banned. And it was always real generic, crazy ones, like hashtag brain right now banned, has been for a long time. They don't want, like, hashtag purple. Like, they just don't want a lot of generic stuff. And then they also ban, you know, certain hashtags if people get too rowdy with them, right, or they take them over and it becomes obnoxious. And just because they ban a hashtag today doesn't mean it'll be banned tomorrow, right? So you got to understand it's ever always changing. But what had happened, because we tested it and we have case studies for the last almost 4 years, is we would take a hashtag on purpose that we knew was banned. We would create a post with it, right? We put it there. We know it was there. You know, we would back out of the browser, go back in, go to our own timeline, and our post wasn't there. We put it there. We couldn't find it. It was gone. So they removed the post. It's a real thing.
They'll end up removing it.
I mean, we don't know where they go, but you can't find them.
But you don't get a notification. You don't get hate mail from them.
No, you do not.
All right, so they're being sneaky.
The only way right now that you get notification is if you take every single hashtag on its own and manually go to Instagram and manually put hashtag brain or whatever, and if it pops up, right, and there's no posts, it'll say this hashtag's been banned for community standards. That's a banned hashtag. But it's like most of us, right, we just do a post, we slap up a bunch of hashtags, and we push post. We don't search for that. So if you don't actively search for a banned hashtag right now, and you have to do it manually unless you have an AI tool like we do, we had it built to do that. We can scan it. Right now, running hashtags manually is the only thing you can do. That doesn't make sense, right? As an entrepreneur, we don't have time.
You don't have time.
You search every single one, right? There's just no way to keep up with it. And so, it literally means that it will just disappear. And again, just because the hashtag is banned today doesn't mean it will be tomorrow. Now, hindsight, right? If you used a hashtag 6 months ago and tomorrow it becomes banned and you're still using it, you've got a whole other set of problems. And so we really just want folks to understand that there now are I hate the word algorithm, but there's rules in place now. There's hashtag crossover. We have our free Facebook group, The Growth Zone with Profitable Shenanigans, where you guys can get all the hashtag rules. We give you everything you need to know about, you know, now you can monetize Facebook as an influencer. Couldn't do that before. Like all that stuff, we tell you how to do it. And we have, this is our third and final live hashtag course that we're doing. It's our final one for this year because of our amazing growth because of hashtags. We've got some amazing partnerships. We are doing some joint ventures with some really, really big names and influencers. We're really proud of it. You know, I have big into mental health prevention. We have a football stadium event coming up and lots of things. And so because, you know, the hashtag revolution's here, and it's something, you know, I've always been an expert on, we've really, you know, been able to expand not just one of my businesses, but I own a local AC company here in Arizona as well. And we have a nonprofit dispatch company. And we've used hashtags to build relationships and grow every single one of those companies. So I'm not just an influencer who, hey, I use hashtags and, you know, give me money. Right. I've been an entrepreneur since 2009, here locally in Phoenix as well. Right. And I co-own, four, separate businesses, one nonprofit, and hashtags was a huge part of how we got in front of people we couldn't afford to get in front of otherwise. I didn't have money for advertising. Right. My husband was in the military. He was injured. I was a, you know, entrepreneur mom, and, hashtags were how I was able to compete with companies with bigger advertising dollars than we did, right? Because really, at the end of the day, it comes down to knowing that. But we're sharing that this live last hashtag course. Now, this isn't a normal course. The rules on hashtags change every single day. So we didn't record a course and go here, go home and do it. When we do our hashtag courses, people have two options. They can come once a week for 6 weeks, right? We do an hour once a week, and we actually walk them through their brand. They leave with their hashtags registered. They leave with a 90-day hashtag plan. We give them 12 months of our AI tool to pull out banned hashtags automatically, right? We have some great things that we do for that. Now, if you're like me, I can't do a six-week course. My brain explodes. I won't show up. We do have, for spastic people like Candy Girl, the six-hour crash course where you come in and boom, in 6 hours, we go through everything. We register your hashtags. It's brand specific, right? So we only accept up to 20 people in the class because it is brand specific. We're going to go, hey, Michelle, right, here's, and we teach folks how to run it, how to find out what they should be doing, what to be using, you know, and how to do that and test it. Like, so they leave with everything done, right? We're not there teaching them and sending them out to the wind. We do it with them in real time. And it's in real time because if something we're doing today gets banned tomorrow, you're not going to know that if you buy a recorded course. You're going to know that working with us. But the nice part with that is, again, we don't leave you hanging, right? For 12 months afterwards, right, we're going to make sure you never get jammed up by a banned hashtag, right? Like, you're going to get that support for 12 months after, you know, you go through the course. So we have the Candy Girl Spastic, let's get it done in 6 hours. We have the, you know, Balanced People course, you know, once a week for 6 weeks. We have two major media influencers coming in that are going to surprise the class. These are two influencers we've never worked with before publicly. This will be kind of the announcement for that. So we're super excited because really at the end of the day, it's about teaching small business owners, you know, how to navigate all the changes, especially, you know, listen, yes, I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm also now a single parent and the economy has changed, right? I don't want to be out there spending a ton of money on marketing and advertising if I don't have to. And hashtags are a brilliant way to reduce that cost. Like I said, we own an AC company in Phoenix. Those click by minutes here, I mean, it's hard. It's really expensive. And if you do hashtag strategy the right way, that actually reduces that, you know, cost, per click cost and other things. You know, and hashtags by themselves, blue pill answer, okay? You still have to have good content. You still have to need to know who your audience is. And the great part with going through our hashtag course is we do a full audit for every brand. So if you're a little off on who your audience is or you're still needing some help kind of figuring out which direction to go, right, you're going to get that with us. We're going to walk you through it. And we're going to show you everything that we do for our clients, you know, and ourselves, and be able to kind of give you a little bit more clarity on, you know, exactly what problem you solve and who you're, you know, solving for.
And, you know, keep in mind, people, obviously you got to spend money, right? Because this content and information, you can't get everything for free. And we've talked about that many, many times because there is value in what everybody is providing. So, but think of it this way. Instead of spending some of the money that you are on empty advertising, right? And like she just mentioned, you know, these pay-per-clicks or if you've got an ad placement ad or wherever your money is being spent for advertising, put it into this instead. Because this way you can then learn the strategies, learn how these hashtags properly work. They're going to be working with you like she had real-time, hands-on, giving you kind of an overview and analyzing your strategies or lack thereof, right? Or just helping you reposition and change. But then again, once the hashtags are properly done and in motion, that's your free advertising. And more effective advertising if you are going to combine that with, an ad that you are paying for. So, you know, as I know everybody was saying, well, you know, how much money am I going to spend or how? Da, da. Yes, there's always a cost. But, you know, we're always trying to take away the barriers to entry and to make you rethink on how you might have done things in the past. And if this is a smarter opportunity because you're going to get bigger bang for your buck and you're going to learn the strategies on how to properly post using these hashtags, well, going to get you much, much bigger, a greater return, even longer term than just spending the money that you're going to use on advertising on a one-time pop because the hashtags are going to tremendously help you, right, Tammy?
Yeah, exactly. And please, Tammy girl or Tamara, I can't stand Tammy by myself. But it also
I get reprimanded every single time. I get reprimanded every time you come on.
Using the right hashtag saves you money in a couple different ways. A, right, you're getting a better organic reach. And when you use the right hashtags, your closing rate actually goes up, right, because you're hitting a specific target as opposed to a turkey shoot of, oh, here's a viral hashtag, hope some people give me some money. It doesn't work that way, right? And so you actually you may, because you're going to hear this, and we may, it does happen, there are going to be times where we're going to say, well, I'm using these hashtags, but less people are, you know, seeing my post. Well, no, the right people are seeing your post. Your sales are going to, your closing rate is going to go up. And we have proof of that over the years of the influencers we've worked with and companies we've worked with. Right. So now you're being more targeted and the people who do see your post are more likely to do business with you. And so you're saving money on the big mistakes of who's my audience. It didn't work here. It did work there. Sort of thing. And these are here to stay. Folks, we're not trying to be your marketing company. If you are paying somebody to do your marketing and they have not told you any of these platform changes, you can monetize Facebook. TikTok's moved to a 3-minute hashtag crossover. E-commerce, by the way, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok now. If these conversations are not coming out of the mouth of your marketing team, you are in a lot of trouble, period, right? And so you at least need to educate yourself, right? And so we work with marketing teams all the time. If you have a marketing team and they're great, we're not trying to replace them. We're here to educate them. Because they're going to put you out of business. And it's a fact. It's not we try to scare people. It's you can find me, right? You come to our free Facebook group. The links are there. We give you everything you need to go find and read for yourself and educate yourself on this. We do hashtag AMAs all the time. I've been doing them. But you got to realize let's put it this way. I live, eat, and breathe hashtags, and I have for a very long time.
the whole other story we'll get into later, but I will throat punch Justin Bieber the day I get to meet him. He's the reason I know about hashtag sadly, but I was able to incorporate it into my business. You don't get that education because it's required now, right? You have to pick hashtags for Facebook Watch. I don't know if you guys have noticed. Another way it's really going to affect is Facebook has already started removing vanity metrics. Last year, they removed the likes from a lot of our business pages, and it only shows you not followers, but people who actually engage with your content. So if you don't have good quality content and your hashtag sucks, you know, instead of somebody seeing, oh, I got 100,000, you know, likes or followers on my, Instagram, they're not going to see that. They're going to see you have 200 people engaged or 5,000 people engaged. They have really, really changed the rules. Right now on Instagram, you can turn off all vanity metrics. People can see you can turn off them seeing the amount of followers you have. You can turn off how many people liked a particular post, right? So now when you go engage with something, it's going to be because it's pertinent to you and you enjoy that content, okay? So you guys really do have to understand that the fake guru, right, season of I have 8 million followers, but I've never made a dime of my own money and I'm full of shit. Thank God it's getting rid of, right?
Right. Well, and things are changing, obviously,
now it comes
right?
Down to, you have to know what you're doing in business, right?
Yeah. You got to know what you're doing and you got to be able to use and be most efficient and effective with your time, your posts, because that does take time to do. And then, of course, with your money. So you want to just give the brief details about the, what do we call it, a course, right? The hashtag course and where they can go learn more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you on any social media platform, if you search for @IAM, Tammy, T-A-M-I, girl. I pop up everywhere. We have our free Facebook group, The Growth Zone with Profitable Shenanigans, right? And there's a lot of free information in there. There's videos already in there where you watch me take somebody through. I went live and randomly picked someone, and we actually did like 3 hours live and went through their brand, exactly what we would do with your brand for hashtag. So the free information's in there. If you want to come in the free group and take that information, as long as you use it, right? Don't be taking my shit and not putting action to it. I don't need that rumor out there, right? If you can come in, take all the free stuff, as long as you leave more informed than you came, you don't have to stay. That information is there for you. This is for us to educate, really, you know, veterans, small business owners, single parents, right? You can't afford not to know this stuff. Trust me, not knowing this stuff will cost you a lot of money in the long run. So that information is there for free. If you want to take it and figure it out yourself, please do so. You need to. Or if you want to do it a little bit faster, we go through the hashtag course. We have been our live 6-week course. We will give you two options of the start dates. So you can choose, right? We don't want to say, oh, it starts on Monday and you can't, right? And so we will, once it's finished being filled, we're actually going to pick two start dates that are the best for the 20 people in the class. And so they'll get to vote on that is how that is. We only have like 6 more slots in the 6-hour crash course. I guess a lot more people are spastic like I am than I thought. We'll pick when those 6 hours are for that. But what you get with that is we actually go through an entire brand audit, right? Social audit. We look at things like, are you using the exact same username on every platform, right? I am Tammy Girl everywhere, right? Doesn't matter. Like a lot of folks don't look at little things like that, right? And so we actually take you through a very extensive, audit with suggestions as well. And, then we actually take you through the brand research on hashtags, much like SEO keywords, right? Why they work, where they do. We take a look at, your influencer page on Facebook and see where you're at for monetizing, right? And then we actually also bring in, we have individuals coming in who are going to teach you how to get free media, how to get on podcasts and do that sort of thing so that when you're, reaching more people, with those hashtags, right, you're out there building up your brand that way. And you also leave with a 90-day
social media marketing plan completely, right? We even give you Facebook groups you can go advertise in, right? On Monday, you can go here, right? And then once you finish the course, we don't leave you hanging. Once a month for 90 days after that, you actually will get on a call with myself or one of my team members, and they're going to go over, you know, your hashtag results from the month before and look at where the next way to go forward is and make any changes that are necessary with hashtag registrations. And we do help you guys register your hashtags, build the landing pages for those as well. So we don't leave you hanging. And then after that 90 days, you're still going to have, you know, 12 months of our AI tool where it does nothing more than remove banned hashtags. But you can post with that peace of mind. You won't get caught up that way. And you got to understand, this is something that a lot of folks don't realize. In the event industry, music and events, hashtags have been really important and the jam for a really, really long time. Right? That's how teeny boppers found Justin Bieber, things like that. A lot of folks don't understand kind of what's really in the intention behind it.
But you explain everything. You explain everything in the event and over the time of the course. And the best way to do it is you want the information is listed on the platform. Do you want them to go to a specific website or a specific Facebook group? What's the best way so they can just click on one thing?
The best place to come is Facebook. And the name of our free Facebook group, we're never going to try to sell you anything in there, but all the freebie downloads and stuff are in there already, is The Growth Zone with Profitable Shenanigans. And again, if you also search at I Am Tammy Girl, that the group will pop up as well. And so I'm really kind of hard to miss, but you'll find us over there, The Growth Zone with Profitable Shenanigans. All the information you need over there.
And the course information to sign up, right? The course information to sign up is in that Facebook group.
Yeah. Okay. And the file section is all the free stuff. The course thing is in there as well. The exact description, everything they need to know, for them to make a good, informed decision. And again, at a minimum, they should come in there and get the how to monetize Facebook, and understand what those rule changes are. Whether they take action on it or not, because if they're using a marketing company, it's really, really scary how many marketers are not having these conversations.
And they charge a lot of money too, which is not necessarily in the best interest. Yeah, it's not in the best interest of the clients. All right, so we want them to go to the Facebook group, which is The Growth Zone with Profitable Shenanigans. All the information, the free stuff is there listed in the file section. The event stuff is there too. And then once they sign up, they'll get information about which date, start date that they'll be able to do because it sounds like there's a little bit of a floating date there based on convenience for people. So Tammy Girl, thank you so much for sharing and promoting this incredible course and putting it together and giving all this information for people because they do need it. And then they can maybe take control of their own social media for a little bit and save some money and just kind of readjust their plan for the 6 days left that we have and make it happen May. Maybe think about repositioning your marketing or having a deep conversation with the person you're paying a bunch of money to. See what they're really doing. Do they know some of this stuff? And if they don't, well, it's time to make a change. So Tammy Girl, thank you so much for giving us the info. We appreciate it, my dear.
I appreciate you having me and supporting me as well. And I know we're way over time.
So I got to go.
As entrepreneurs, you should have a baseline knowledge of anything you're outsourcing, okay? So you don't have to be an expert in it, but you should understand how marketing works. So you should understand things before you pay another human being to do them for you. The reason I pay somebody else to do something is because they do it better and faster. But I don't know that if I don't have that baseline. So as entrepreneurs, we got to get back to understanding baselines hiring people to help us. We've got too many people blindly writing checks for stuff they don't understand.
Well, there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of self-proclaimed experts, and that's why I encourage people to pay attention to the experts that we have on the show, the partners that are part of this platform. They're trustworthy. They know what they're doing. They're not going to try to sell you an empty box. They're not going to give you they're not going to put you in a position where you got to keep buying and buying and buying to the next course, and maybe I'll figure it out the next course. not like that. A lot of them have some free information, but then again, and they're going to give you some incredible VIP treatment once you do contact them and you let them know that you're on the show. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you could go to the virtual events page, and that will put Tammy Girl's course on there so that we could click right through to it. She's going to send me the graphic. I'm going to put that on here shortly. And then, of course, if you want to find out more information about all of our purpose-driven partners who are part of our community, so you don't have to worry about trying to find the right people and Googling it and spending a bunch of money that might not work out too well, they're all listed. Take Action Tam, Purpose-Driven Partners Live Segment. Remember, there's 164 partners, 380 live segments. All right, Tammy, I got to go. I'm way over. Take care, my dear, and send me the graphic and the link so I can put it on the website. All right, thank you. All right, so we're trying to get you some business information. Remember, I don't even know what my member is. Remember, it's RE member, not member. I'm still kind of blending and slurring. You need your enunciation back. All right, it's 2:44. We are way over, and I'm going to wrap it up here. Just wanted to give everybody a reminder. Remember, we have our marketplace, our Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, where we have 57 different major online brands. Well, they're not just always online, but they're well-known brands and websites for major, major companies spanning anywhere from Apple Music and books to all of the sporting organizations if you want to buy some paraphernalia, business support like Constant Contact and Canva, and Wave and Zazzle, Namecheap for domain names. And you've got clothing, if you want a little skinny girl clothing, you do that. You want some American paraphernalia, patriotic paraphernalia, you go to American Flags. We have more than just flags. And you've got Fiverr on there. You've got Omaha Steaks for some food. Podia for your business needs. Podia, it's an entire platform to get your online business going. ClickFunnels, Podtize. Once we start podcast editing company, they do an amazing job and they include a blog. So anyway, all of those type of companies are listed on there. All you got to do is click onto the graphic and it'll be directed to their websites, and 2-20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. That's veterans, animals, and children. So that way you can be a little bit more in control of your choices and buying decisions, and proceeds are automatically created and donated to worthy causes, and you don't have to write a check. You don't have to make a donation, which is awesome. So that way you can participate and help, and you can still buy the items, the products and services that you were going to anyway. You're just not going directly to their website. You're going to ours first. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the marketplace tab, that'll get you over there. And please share that with your family, your friends, your contacts. Start checking it out to see what kind of products and services are there. Don't forget Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, his store with healthy living preparedness and all kinds of supplements is there. That's where I'm getting all my vitamins from. He donates 2%. And I'm following the Dr. Zeb Zelenko protocol that's listed on our COVID tab, our COVID facts tab, so you can get your COVID prevention materials. You can buy them over at Mike Adams' website. Like, you end up getting a 60-day supply of everything. I think it was, and it's all things you need to take anyway, zinc and vitamin D3, vitamin C, and a bunch of other ones. There's exercise on there from our partner, Mark Zimmerman, over at RIP 30. There's a lot of information. Of course, if you have some hair issues like I did, Ulu is on there, and that's one of our partners. Ulu, it's supplements. So I combine those supplements plus Mike Adams supplements. I am covered for the day on being preventative and for my health and to get my hair grow back, which it actually has. So yeah, I can actually I can go on video now because I didn't have to worry about throwing on my Halloween outfit wig. Unbelievable. So I encourage women and men, especially the women, go check it out. They have a wonderful, I think it's a 90-day, don't quote me on this, 90-day money back guarantee, something or other. It's on the website. Just go check it out. And it's very affordable and it works. It saved me. I didn't even bother with the before pictures because I didn't want to see any of them. So anyway, just a little housekeeping tip there. And I have veered off the path of really focusing on my own business. Believe it or not, part of our program is a Promos for a Purpose, which we have our Everything Done for You, Purpose-Driven Business Partnership and Marketing Experience. I have veered off of that path because I've just been so gung-ho when it comes to getting everybody riled up and taking action to do all these things to help their businesses, except promoting my own stuff, and which is an incredible program, by the way. And also then getting you get to be active in your community and to really take action and to bring together all these amazing organizations and get people fired up and get you to be a become a precinct committee man and to go to the board meetings. So I'm going to do the balance thing. I'm going to bring that back into the mix. And we're going to be doing a special business segment during these shows. I'm going to try to go back to keeping it to the 2-hour mark. Okay. So today was different. I didn't expect Christy Hutcherson to be so unbelievable where we were going to just talk for 30 minutes. So that put things a little bit further back gets me at 2:49. Normally, obviously, you know that I ramble for a little bit, try to get you some information. I'm not going to do that today because we are way over. But I thought it was important to get you the information about the hashtag course because that really can help your business and save you some money when it comes to marketing. Again, because I know there's a lot of people out there that make a lot of promises and then they give you a pitch and then they give you the price and you're like, get the hell out of here. I'm paying that kind of money. My mortgage is less than that. So, you know, that's why we're giving you all of these great partners. And so that way, you know, that they're trustworthy and especially let them know you heard about it on the show. They'll give you a little VIP treatment. I didn't say discount or free. Some of them do. Some of them, they're just going to give you a little extra special attention. And sometimes that's all you need, but just let them know you heard about it on the show. Again, I'm going to add Tammy Girl's information to the virtual events page, right? Because these virtual events aren't just remember, it's not political, everybody. It's not political. They made everything political. Okay, so if you want to categorize the stuff that we talk about on the show as political, go right ahead. It's not. It's called life. This is what happens when you allow people that are in leadership positions to take over every aspect of your world and then combine them with what we talk about, the 13 bigs. So when we take our eye off the ball, which we have done for decades, we let everyone just do what they needed to do. We end up where we are now. This is not an overnight thing. This is not just because of the election fraud in November. This is decades of the original, it started with just the left, and they had their own agendas. We talked about it much earlier today with Christy. We talk about it in every episode on the show. So then they've combined with big media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. Remember, big religion. Who do you think's helping all those illegals out over there? Oh, don't forget. And then there's big education, big nonprofit, and big foundation, which big nonprofit includes the big NGOs, right? That's all part of it. So that you've got the big nonprofit NGO foundations and big religion. And now you have all that support down at the border, plus your billions and billions of dollars. Oh, no, it's actually trillions. I'm sorry, 1.9 trillion. 91% of that did not go to you, went to all this other stuff. And this is all tied together, remember, by the PR company, Edelman PR. So that's how they get their messaging across. And that's why it's very similar narrative, similar agenda, some talking points. And like when they do the montage, they'll be like, they'll say, insurrection. Well, yeah. They draft the information from the WHO, from the CDC, when it comes to the health force up at NIH, HHH, or whatever, Fauci's three-letter, four-letter, five-letter word of the day is. And then they craft it for each of these organizations, the 13 bigs, and boom, they disperse it out. So now, like I said, this show is not political. This show is about life. This show is about reality. If you want to poke your head in the sand, you can. That's okay. And you want to just focus on the business stuff we talk about or hints in life or doing a little stuff in the community, learn about the nonprofits. That's awesome, right? But I'm just letting you know. When you do pop your head back up, you're gonna realize that all of these huge components of all of our lives, all these 13 bigs touch every aspect of our lives, and they're the ones that are in charge of making the decisions. And the problem is that they are all of them against all of us. They're against we the people. They didn't like this country. They want to destroy it, and they're doing a very good job, and they're being assisted by trillions and trillions of dollars, viewers, my tax dollars. So again, the show is not political. Call it that if you want. But when I say politics has infested every aspect of life, it has proof for the past year, still ongoing, getting worse, and now add all of these players into the mix. So anyway, that's my speech. That's my little soapbox, mini soapbox for today. I'm wrapping it up. I'm wrapping it up. So it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. That is key. Once you commit, everything changes. There's 6 days left and make it happen. And make it happen May. You have 6 days to commit. Everything will change, I promise you. Don't be a mask hole if you're still wearing it, or and make everybody else who is actually smart and using personal responsibility and healthy and following the science who's not. So stop doing that. There are no coincidences, and there's no conspiracies. Got it? No conspiracies. It's not. It's all true. It's just whether or not you want to pay attention. Again, news, they're 12 months behind, 12, 14 months behind. A lot of the times that when we're discussing stuff or you're finding it on that patriotic media page where you're getting the truth on the Take Action tab, patriotic media, the ones that are delivering the information that you can trust rather than the crap on TV, or even the stuff that you're reading on social media, which is all political propaganda, from most of it supporting the pandemic and then some. Remember the COVID-19, the Great Reset Summit that we talked about with Patrick Collins, episode 203? You might want to listen to that episode. Yeah. Whew, that'll make your head explode. But it's all fact. It's all fact. There's no conspiracy theory there. Put on your common sense, people. Common sense caps. Common sense caps. Leave them on all day. Sleep in them. That would be awesome. Would be awesome. 254, I'm wrapping it up. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. And don't forget the censorship. Cancel culture is just stupid. Woke nonsense is a joke. And remember, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. Special thank you to all of our partners, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their episodes, their shows, and their websites are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go ahead and check out the Take Action tab. Everything is there. Everything is under the Take Action tab. You've got the Reopen America Resource Center. Check out that. Even more information to get things back to where they need to be to make your life better. You've got the COVID Facts tab that even has places for the COVID treatments, the COVID prophylactics is preventative. And if you wanted to get some HCG, if you wanted to get ivermectin, you want to get Dudesinine as proactive, or as if you do get sick, it's all on there. It's all on there. And, of course, you've got the Partners and Patriots, Cheb. Don't forget promos for a purpose. We're going to start talking more business, and I'm going to implement that business section because it's time that you grow your business. It's time that you get your story heard, and we'd love for you to work with us. Become our part of our community. If you're interested in becoming a partner on the show and being a guest, go to the Partners and Patriots tab. You'll see a graphic. It's on the homepage. You'll see a graphic that says book your 7-minute spot. And let's do this, guys. We do this. We do this together. We're bringing all these groups together. That's why it's the ultimate resource platform. We're bringing all the groups, all the communities together. It's one location where you can find all the information, all the people, to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. Tune in Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways. It's Take Action April. No, Take Action. It's not Take Action April. It's Make It Happen May. Okay. It's because I've been talking too long. All right, I'm wrapping it up. My special guest sitting in Michelle's patriotic soapbox is going to Miss Melissa Hooray. She's the executive director of the Lindell Recovery Network. I'm so excited to have her join us, and that'll be on Friday's show. So that's the 1 p.m. hour. But prior to that is our 5 exciting partners, guests, experts who are going to deliver some incredible information so you can change your life for the better. I think you're awake. If you're not, do one of those and you're good to go. Go take action on what we shared today. Make your list. Make it your list. Check it twice and figure out what it is that you want to do, what category you want to focus on. But again, I just ask one political action a day. I'm going to change the name. I'm going to come up with the name this weekend, and we're going to put together that Take Action toolbox, which is going to incorporate the things on our platform and the information that these groups that we're working with. So you have one thing you could download, and then if you need to go into more detail, you can, but it's all going to be there. It's going to be easy. We're going to make it easy for you to do this. We're all going to come together. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get this country back. It was Lady Liberty is slipping away, and we don't want that to happen. All right, everybody, I'm going to play my beautiful God Bless USA song, and then we are out of here. So tune in Friday, 12 p.m. Nooner, Michelle, Everything Home, listen, and everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. For those of you who are new, who don't know how to listen live, or of course, everything's on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So make it a great day. You deserve it. Share this with your family, friends, and share the platform. This is a powerful episode. Sorry it went so long. Just a lot of information, a lot of content. Thanks for your patience, everybody. Thanks for listening. And go make it happen. You got this. You got this.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.